Warhammer 40K Dark Heresy. Character Generation. By the Bradford University Roleplaying Society, 2008.
Basically, I am going to make a couple of changes from the basic game. Having a look at it, they say in here that you start off as an acolyte for an Inquisitor. I've come to the conclusion of starter characters, you're a tad too weak. So I'm going to have you going through the first couple of adventures before you meet your Inquisitor. That'll give you time to work out of character what kind of Inquisitor you're after.
Smudgy Death, you kill you.
More Witch Order, Hereticus, Malleus, Xeno and the others.
One who's clever and wants to allot it themselves.
Yeah, it's me going to be making this Inquisitor. Have a guess what kind of Inquisitor is going to be.
The sort of git who stands behind us with a gun and more trained on us than them?
Possibly. Okay, first step, stage one, picking your home world. Normally in this, you roll a D100, which allows you to pick.
Hooray! I like randomness.
75, you are from an Imperial world.
Living.
And now, stop now.
29, you are from a hive world.
46.
Go.
46, Imperial world.
Hey.
98.
98, you are Voidborn.
94,
you are Voidborn.
Yay!
Hive world, hivers are fast thinking, quick talking individuals, perfect if you want to play a character who can bluff their way out of anything. Imperial world, Imperial citizens come from all sorts of different planets and cultures, so make great characters if you want to play someone who isn't an all rounder. And Voidborn.
That's dull.
You were
Voidborn Armageddon. That's an Imperial world.
Voidborn were weirdly lucky and strong-willed. Perfect if you want to play a Psyker or Scholastic character. Voidborn, you were born in space. We have Hive World. Hive World PCs start off with a certain number of skills and talents and traits and whatnot. All Hive Worlders start off with speak language, Hive dialect.
Mm-hmm.
Traits. Accustomed to crowds. You are accustomed to crowds.
Benefit.
Benefit. Crowds do not count as difficult terrain for Hivers.
Oh, wow!
Making running or charging through dense crowd, you take no penalty to agility tests.
Excellent.
That's completely nuts. Caves of Steel. You were born in Caves of Steel. You treat the tech use skill as a basic skill.
Yeah.
And Hive Bound. Hivers seldom endure the horrors of the open sky, so you're at minus 10 penalty to all survival tests while out of a proper hab. Wow, you have agoraphobia! and minus 5 on all intelligence checks. When outdoors.
Okay.
It just doesn't make sense.
So let's spend a lot of time in space.
You're also wary. You are paranoid and get plus 1 on all initiative rolls. Isn't that just fun?
Yeah.
Imperial world PCs.
Ding!
You were born on one of many, many Imperial worlds. You don't get any kooky skills, but your traits. Blessed ignorance. Imperial citizens know that the proper ways of living are those that are tried and tested by the generations that have gone before. Horror, pain and death are the just rewards of curiosity.
What's that?
Boom!
Ow, my friend.
Your wise blindness imposes a minus 5 penalty on forbidden lore tests. Isn't that just spanking?
Why would we want forbidden law? Surely we'd kill people who have that.
Exactly.
But you've got to know what forbidden law is to know what they know.
Hagiography. Meditation upon the lives and, more importantly, deaths of the emperors, blessed saints, grants imperial citizens a wide knowledge of the Imperium of Man. Benefits. Imperial worlders treat the Common Law Imperial Creed, Common Law Imperium, Common Law War as basic skills. You want them again?
Yeah.
Common Law in brackets Imperial Creed.
Yeah.
Int. Common Law Imperium. Int. And Common Law War. Int. As basic skills.
What's that last one useful for?
What is it
good for?
Absolutely.
Bum bum. Liturgical familiarity.
They're just trying to make this hard on this lecture.
It is! It's terrible!
They've been making words up again!
Surrounded as they are by folk of the faith, imperial citizens are accustomed to the preaching of the ecclesiarchy. It's another bloody awful word. Imperial world characters treat literacy int, speak language high gothic int as basic skills.
Speak goth.
High goth, yes.
G-O-F-F.
No, no, we're not all.
No, no. What was the other skill?
Literacy. Literacy int. Speed language. High gothic int. Basic skills. One day we may actually learn what basic skills are. I can tell that I really haven't been reading the rules enough.
I think basic skills are skills you can do without specialist training.
Possibly. Imperial citizens know superior origins. Imperial citizens know that all of the worlds in the Imperium are theirs.
Have they got a flag?
Theirs is,
in fact...
Let's start the subject again.
Okay, then. Imperial citizens know that all of the worlds in the Imperium, theirs is, in fact, the most beloved of the Emperor. The Emperor loves you. Increase your willpower by +3.
Ooh.
Isn't that just an epic increase?
In a percentile base system.
Yes. Percentile base system.
Yes. You're +3% to your skill, your willpower. Voidborn.
Hooray.
You too. Yeah, I would like to add, the percentage chance of being a Voidborn is just 91 to 100.
Yes.
And I rolled 94 and he rolled
98. And I rolled 98.
Well, 98, there you go.
Yes, you two are freaks.
For you once, are well, you my dice rolling like high. That's a botch then.
Not bad. You two are proper
proximity
freaks.
To Neil, I'm not usually this close to him. I usually sit with Valleys.
Voidborn skills. All Voidborn can speak a language unique to their home vessel. Speak language ship dialect skill. You have it.
Well done. It might be useful if you two are from the same ship.
Yeah.
Let's not do that.
Voidborn traits. Charmed. The Voidborn unconsciously channel the fickle powers of the warp, making them preternaturally lucky and demanding being shot by the Inquisition.
Mm.
Whenever you spend a fate point, though not if you burn one, roll a d10. If you roll a natural 9, you do not lose the fate point.
Natural 9?
A natural 9. Says a natural 9 on a d10.
Not a 1 or a 10. A 9.
That's odd. I like it.
Chaos Powers. Is 9 a lucky number for one of the four gods?
It's 5, 6, 7, 8.
Must be the Emperor then. Ill Omen.
So it is for a Chaos God then.
Yes!
You get a shot!
A shot! Whether because of their strange looks, clannish ways or unwholesome air, you're a freak, the Voidborn are shunned and mistrusted by most. In addition, the Voidborn are most likely to attract any negative attention that the party of acolytes creates.
Got two of them.
Associations of curdled milk, disgruntled merchants, children with handfuls of grox dung, and so on.
Huh?
Grox, it's okay. Sort of...
A beastie.
A big beastie that everyone eats.
A cow.
Scarier than a cow.
An armor-plated cow that might eat you.
Yes, but are they tasty? You know the... yes.
Like chicken.
Dark elves from fantasy, those things they're
called. Cold ones.
They look like that.
Alright.
You take a -5 penalty on all fellowship tests made to interact with non-voidborn humans.
Hi.
Hi. That's pretty much the rest of the universe.
So, which one of you is going to be our first man?
He's got a friend, and he's got a friend, and I haven't got a friend.
That's because you're Hiver Scum. And a woman.
It's true.
Yes, you are Hiver Scum. Sorry.
Can I be your friend, Dean?
Not in this game, no.
There is actually a scum character class.
Yes, you could be scum from...
you could be Hiver Scum Scum.
Ship-wise, birth in the depths of a spacefaring craft, the Voidborn, natural affinity for such vehicles. Ooh. Oh, dear God. Navigation, stellar int, and pilot spacecraft agility are basic skills for you.
That's asking for trouble.
Yes.
Go on,
go on, pilot us through the warp.
Yeah, they can pilot things and treat each other, and all not, I can do is run not through
really,
crowds.
Not really.
That's useful.
Because in the end, they don't have the third eye.
No.
So, pretty much, you know.
And I thought they were playing male characters.
Void accustomed. Due to their strange and unnatural childhood, this is going to come up a lot, your strange and unnatural childhood, Voidborn are used to the vagaries of changing gravity. You are immune to space travel sickness. In addition, zero and low-G environments are not considered difficult terrain for you. Don't worry, Val, you can run through grounds. Aren't you lucky?
You know, if I hadn't had that skill...
It just wouldn't be worth it, would it?
But just think, if this were a Cthulhu character and you're in a busy shopping mall, you can run through and escape and everyone else gets eaten.
I could get the arm.
And think about it.
Different
You only have to run faster than the rest of us in a crowd.
True.
And everyone will be beating them with sticks because of their weirdness.
Yeah, those two are so weird and get through a crowd. Unless they go, I'm weird, and everyone...
I'm weird and diseased.
Those two are so not going to get through the session.
Okay.
Sorry, Galsman, you'll miss.
Stage 2. Generating characteristics.
Stats.
Yay. Yes.
I like stats.
You should also see down the middle of your character sheet. Yeah. Weapon scale, ballistic scale, strength, toughness, agility, intelligence, perception, willpower, and fellowship.
Why are they on both sheets?
Usefulness.
Use them on both sheets.
Why is that? The second sheet looks like it's more the combat sheet. So you may actually need your characteristics for that as well.
You
need?
Yeah.
Or with all the weapons and armour on it.
Yes.
I think you need more space for weapons.
I thought that too.
Do you get to
an expanded sheet with a page just for guns?
Do you get to move the characteristics around with your set of... You wouldn't tell us anything.
I'll tell you now.
Iron Man!
Okay then.
2D10 plus 23.
Generating characteristics. For each characteristic, you roll 2d10 and add one of these wonderful modifiers for each of your homeworlds. The Hivers amongst you for weapon skill add plus 20. The Imperial Worlders add plus 20. And the Void Born add, shockingly, plus 20.
What's the point?
I know, terribly.
It changes later on.
Yeah.
Okay. But they all add up to basically plus 20.
Ditto with ballistic skill, 2d10 plus 20.
I should be a guardsman. I've got the right ballistic skill for it.
Have you?
28.
Do we have to stick them in the ones that they come under?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
37 for ballistic skill.
What I'll say is, if you're not happy with the whole thing once you've done it, you're more than welcome to re-roll, because if you're not happy with it, it's... You know, was that 9, Paul, or 19? Oh,
19.
Mm. 19. Strength. 2d10 again. The Hivers and the Imperial Worlders add plus 20. You freaky Voidborn add only plus 15.
Freaks.
forgot weapon and ballistics. How can I do that? They're good in these boxes.
Toughness. Everyone is plus 20, barring the hivers, which is plus 15.
Woo! Willpower plus 41 to start with.
Agility? Agility is plus 20 for everyone. Intelligence plus 20 for everyone. Perception plus 20 for everyone. I think when they start releasing the rules for PC and other races, there may be some variance.
There is some variation.
Yeah, but not much.
I think it's the feral still human.
Yeah.
Is there anything you can have that isn't Hiver, Imperium, or Void?
Feral.
I'm
rolling a ridiculous number of 36s.
Willpower is 20 for everyone barring the Voidborn, which is 25.
Can we get plus 3? So that's fine.
Fellowship, the Hivers over there get plus 25, everyone else gets plus 20.
For which? Fellowship?
Yep.
25.
I've got a weapon skill of 22.
And willpower, can you repeat that again, sir?
Willpower for you is 20.
Ballistic skill 37.
Thanks.
Oh, quite a nice spread, actually.
I'm really agile, really intelligent, and I've got a massive willpower.
Yeah.
I can see joining the officer assassin on.
Apparently, there's a table here with characteristic benchmarks. A score of 1 to 15 is feeble. A small child's strength.
What? A straight roll, or with the pluses?
With the pluses.
With the pluses. Shockingly enough, I doubt any of you are going to have the strength of a small child.
I'm not sure.
score 16 to 20, poor. A Grox's intelligence. Is anyone as intelligent as a Grox?
No.
No, it's impossible. 21 to 25, inferior. A feral worlder's fellowship.
Or my strength.
Or my weapon skill.
My strength.
Yeah, can't lift anything.
Look, we're from low gravity ships.
I was going to play this in the voice of Ray Winston.
But not anymore.
And I've now got a weapon skill through. I can't kill your monster.
I've come to run away from your monster.
26 to 35 is average. 36 to 40 is superior.
Superior ballistic skill.
A Hive Worlder's Fellowship. How's your fellowship at?
35.
I'm more fellowshipy than you.
Ballistic skill 37.
So you have the fellowship of a Hive Worlder.
You don't have the fellowship of a Hive Worlder. They obviously thought you were a bit scummy.
So, the scum class. It's calling the bow.
As I say, if anyone's not happy, you're more than welcome to
roll again.
Yes, you can.
What about above 40?
Above 40? You've got some above 40.
He's got a willpower of 42.
I have a willpower of 41.
41 to 45 is a great start.
He's been shot outside
and
the house.
And Orc's strength.
Psyker's willpower.
46 to 50 is magnificent.
And not possible at this stage.
Not possible at this. An Eldar Corsair's agility.
Every start.
51 plus, heroic. A demon's willpower. Val, you're 20 in everything, barring toughness, which is 15, and
that
fellowship of 25.
Yeah.
That's what it'd be like.
I hate these guys.
You want some new ones?
Good. I'm going to be a guardsman.
It should be said, I have so many 36s. My dice are like 16. I have 36 in weapon 36s. Skill, ballistic skill, agility and intelligence.
I've got 3 27s and a 29.
Aww.
New dice, please.
Okay.
Because I have to touch them to make them roll high.
As far as putting your stats into the... onto the character sheet.
77.
If you see the circle there, if you put the tens number in that circle, like this, because your tens number actually represents your modifier in that stat.
Your tens number in the circle?
Yes. It'll make it easier to remember.
Are these numbers likely to change at any point later in the character generation?
Later in character gen, no.
So it's just copying across, right?
Yes.
That's better.
Actually, sorry, yes, it may do. Because you're going to have 400 XP to spend on stuff.
Goodness.
Oh, no.
This is XP, you're really spoiling us.
So, 2 10 things, and you won't believe me now.
Well,
it was his fault.
I touched a dice.
Can I just say about this point? You told me this was a one-off.
Did I?
Yes.
No?
You led me to believe it was a one-off.
Is this a problem?
It might be. I'll find out.
Okay.
If I'm not here next week, then yes.
Okay.
But I'm enjoying Couch Gen. It's one of my favourite things.
Normally, they want you to roll up your class, but because some people may have a problem with this, you're more than welcome to pick if you want. But still.
Well, for the fun of it, if I don't like it, I'll pick one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
16.
16 for Avoider. You are an arbitrator.
17.
I like them. They're space policemen.
Pardon?
17.
17. You're an Imperial Worlder, aren't you? Yeah. 17. You are an arbitrator.
Don't like that. You've got too many of them in the party.
You can re-roll or...
55?
55 for a Hive Worlder is...
Scum.
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 53.
You're an Imperial Worlder. You're a guard!
Yes!
Why do I have to roll to be a tech priest?
I'm not going to tell you.
Roll the damn dice.
Well, just say you want to be a tech priest then.
Yeah.
So I've got really high socials. Yeah. I've got really high mental stats.
One.
In these.
One. You're an adept.
In these. You just put straight until you get to there.
An academic or bureaucrat or.
Guardsman!
I'll change that to 100. Just change that one. 100. I'm sure it was right.
Finn?
66.
66.
Apparently, I misread my dice. It was 91.
You're an Imperial Psyker.
Ooh. Oh,
that's what I wanted.
Apparently, I misrolled my misread my dice. It was 91.
You're a tech priest, Paul. Paul, roll it. Unless you want to pick a. Do you want a tech priest?
I don't
want to
be scum. He's going to be a tech priest. He's
going to
be a psyker.
He rolled psyker. He rolled it. He rolled psyker.
I rolled guardsman.
The second time.
Yes. I don't mind. I'll be scum. I don't mind.
You're more than welcome to welcome to re-roll it if you want, Val.
Yeah. Is it up to the highest most? I'm going to be a bard.
Val.
I'm guessing scummy.
The
like
irony
rogue.
Is for the Hive World, everything.
I've got
scum.
Stats from
here. Our guardsman, but still.
I lie.
Okay, is everyone happy with their character
ecstatic.
Class?
Ecstatic.
Yes. Yeah, I quite like them.
Over the scummy world.
You're going to have to change the voice I'm playing now. Grey Winston is definitely not right for an adept.
Oh,
well,
I was so low.
There's a tech priest.
That's all right.
It's called Quinton.
I'll look at that.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, tech priest not a bureaucrat, are you?
You've got good fellowship, though.
Oh, you're a bureaucrat.
Wow.
Okay, then. Adept, starting skill.
The tens.
Speak language, low gothic.
Okay.
So it goes there.
Okay.
Low goth.
Literacy, int.
Again.
You can read.
I can twice read.
Send
you. That means you get two ticks on
your total number.
Trade, copyist.
That's a look.
38.
You're a scribe.
So your three goes in that box.
No, it's called plagiarism, Neil.
Oh, sorry, or trade,
you
valet.
This, you went to university.
Fellowship.
You can just modify that.
You have to pick one of these, sorry.
Reference.
Probably a copyist.
Okay.
That means
Common Law Imperium.
So I roll 42 for the box. The 4 goes in the first box, the 2 goes in the second.
Scholastic Law Legend.
I got 42 in total. The 4 goes there for 40. The 2 goes next to it.
I thought you said that it was the wrong one here that went into that round thing.
No, it's just the tens unit. No, the
legend
title.
Apparently is in.
That's when you said tens. Total. I thought you meant.
Int.
Sorry.
Common Law
Tech. Okay. Right.
Int.
So I need some int then.
Just try a little bit.
Ooh-ah.
Yes. What are you doing?
39.
That's not bad.
Starting talents. Melee weapon training primitive or pistol training SP.
Is this just for them?
Just for him.
Just for him.
Right.
I think I'd like pistol
SP?
Training.
Solid projectile.
So it's actually in good.
It's a auto gun.
You can have... Light sleeper or resistance cold?
From Armageddon, resistance cold.
What was that?
Light sleeper or resistance cold?
No.
Light
sleeper. Valhalla. Resistance cold. Yeah. Armageddon, you want
resistance. The northern continent's all cold.
Yeah. Armageddon, you want resistance air.
You want resistance orc.
Sprint or unremarkable?
Sprint?
Because Paul and I have to.
When is this game actually getting released?
Starting gear. Paul. Stub revolver and you. 6 bullets.
When's this game getting launched?
Or staff.
About now.
You can have a stub gun and 6 bullets or a stick.
Go for the stub gun. Since you've learned pistol and having the stick would just be silly.
Yeah. And once you use the 6 bullets, you can use it as a stick.
Bonus!
No, it's only a pistol. You could probably use it as a cudgel.
You can use it for whipping.
No. That would technically be bad for the machine spirit. Administratum robes, common quality clothing.
You got robes. It was obviously the caster. That's Kim.
I should have probably taken the stick, so I could do a hand off it.
You shall not pass. Oh, this is shocking. You can either have an auto quill or a writing kit.
Auto quill.
A writing.
Okay.
Auto quill, semi-automatic.
A chrono.
The pen is mightier than the sword.
You can either have a chrono or an hourglass. A wristwatch or an hourglass.
Hourglass, I'd be stuck.
It's so tempting to walk around with an hourglass, isn't it?
Who turned you upside down?
A data slate or an illuminated tome? The one thing I like about 40k universe is that the technology is just either Uber or crap.
Yeah.
So, phone call for Uber or crap?
Crap.
Hourglass, writing kit, illuminated tome.
Crap.
You didn't
get
a stick though.
And a backpack.
To put it all in.
Yeah. Your starting rank.
I can go for thing, I'm not going to go for a stick over a gun.
Your starting rank is archivist.
Never made it word.
It's a real word.
Or a banana.
It's made up in my dictionary.
Someone who looks after the archives.
My dictionary is very.
If it was a stick with a nail in it, I may have gone for the stick.
You'd put a nail in it. Well, it's damaging computers, but I mean imperial property.
Next we have an arbitrator, don't we?
That's me.
He's an arbitrator.
Arbitrator.
I'm an arbitrator.
Okay, then. Starting skills. I'm assuming you know what an arbitrator is.
It's a policeman.
Arbitrators are tough law keepers and judges.
I am the law.
Starting skills. Speak language, low gothic. Int. Literacy. Int. Well done, you can read. Common law, adeptus arbite, int. Common law, imperium, int. Inquiry, fellowship.
Okay.
Dude.
Oh, it's there.
Starting talents, basic weapons training, SP. Melee weapon training, primitive. You can have quick draw or rapid reload.
I shall have rapid reload.
Okay. Starting gear. This is bad, actually. Shotgun and 12 shells. A club. Oh no, it gets better. Brass knuckles.
You know, I could do some brass knuckles.
A knife.
What else? I make it more equipment that kills people than you do as the soldier.
Yeah.
A chain coat, or a flak vest, or a mesh vest.
Flak vest.
I'm not going to tell you which one's which.
The question is the chain coat big and long?
I have no idea.
You want to be in equilibrium, don't you?
I'm having a big, long chain coat.
Okay, then.
And he wants it blackened.
Yes.
Just very dark blue.
Uniform. Good quality clothing.
You must be an arbitrator.
Three doses of stim and an injector. Arbitrator ID. Chrono. A pack of IHO sticks. Or a flask of AMSAC.
What are they?
I really wish...
Fags. Booze.
Oh, I'll have some booze.
See, this is why I should have brought my Imperial Guard Codex, because it's got the list of common terms in the back.
Your starting rank. Trooper.
I was thinking exactly the same thing.
Assassin, we don't have any. We don't have any clerics, but we do have a guardsman.
Rock and roll.
Okay then, starting skills. Speak language low gothic. Oh god, you really have no skills whatsoever.
I'm a guardsman.
You can either have drive ground vehicle or swim. Sadly, you can't read.
As long as someone will read to me my primer.
Drive.
Is it an advanced or a basic?
No, it's just a skill. Agility.
Write it somewhere where it fits.
Yeah.
Drive. Drive in brackets, ground vehicle. Agility. And that's all your skills.
Yay!
It appears you have a hell of a lot of... talents. Talents.
Yep.
Melee weapon training, primitive. Pistol training, primitive. Or pistol training, Laz.
Laz.
Imperial Guard.
Basic weapons training, Laz.
This is my last domain.
Cancer!
Does that concentrate serve? You get that?
Basic weapon training primitive or weapons training SP?
You've already got basic weapon training primitive. Oh no, melee weapon. SP.
Shotgun.
SP.
SP for the win.
Shotgun is assault too, don't you know?
Okay, are we ready for gear? You have a lot of gear. You can have a sword, or an axe, or a hammer.
Sword.
Okay. I'd have thought hammer would have been more
actually,
useful
for hammer.
General purposes.
Hammer. I'll go for hammer.
Hammer of the righteous!
Mm-hmm.
She's crack nuts.
Sigma!
Damn it. Wrong section.
Sigma! No, he's not a chaos god.
He's not a chaos flintlock pistol and 12 shots. Or a Laz pistol.
Laz pistol.
And one charge pack.
Sorry, I'll put it in a fire.
They've actually got rules in here for that.
Should, so they should. What's the chance of exploding?
Possible.
Yep.
Laz gun and one charge pack.
Are they interchangeable?
No.
They're different sizes.
They're not on the models.
I think these may be a little bit bigger than the models.
Damn it.
Oh my god. Bow and 10 arrows, or a musket and 12 shots, or a shotgun and 12 shells!
Shotgun?
I'm sorry, all these choices are obvious, except for I want to be a freak.
No, if you're coming from a thrill world,
it's true.
I've got something silent to kill somebody.
Yeah, shotgun.
If you want something just silent but deadly, to kill someone, we give Paul peas and beans.
And banana milk.
You also have a knife.
A day.
Oh dear God, don't.
And him.
Don't experiment. At least not when I'm in the same country.
You have guard flak armour.
Guard flak, yeah. Is that carapace? No, it's not, is it?
Uniform, or stealth gear, or street clothes.
Uniform? I've got one set of clothes, but it's my uniform.
Okay. 1 week's corpse starch rations.
He gets food.
I just love that we've got mutations on our character sheet.
Yeah, I'm slightly disturbed it's under psychic powers.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be honest, I wasn't really expecting anyone to play a psychic, so I'm a bit dodgy on the rules.
Make it up as you go along.
Mercenary license... or explosive collar still attached, or the Imperial Infantryman's uplifting primer.
Primer.
Yeah.
Since we have a copy.
And you can't read.
Yeah, but I've got literacy as a basic skill, so I can buy it later.
You can read, it's just not well, I'm going to say. You're not a feral welder, so you sort of read special.
Ooh.
Like I'm doing at the moment.
I love the thing in there of, you know, we have the best weapons and the best technology ever. The Eldar are beneath us.
Look. It's a leading Mr. Marshall.
No, I think the funniest one in this is...
I want that.
What?
I know, you keep telling me. I want one.
Litanies and incantation. To be recited and repeated in times of weakness of spirit. I pledge my service to thee, God Emperor of mankind. Do with me as you please, for my faith is absolute. There's an oath of allegiance, litany of war, oath of vengeance, death incantation, fear incantation. Incantation against bombardment. To be recited when a suffering artillery assault. Grant me stillness and celerity as my enemies pound and howl. Your starting rank is a conscript.
Conscript. Excellent, I've got a white helmet.
Imperial
psychic. That'll make you a better target.
Yes, that's the point.
We dev weak.
Yes.
Okay.
Well.
Imperial psychic. Starting skills. Speak language Logothic. Now this is another made up word. Cynicians. Cynicians?
Cynicians.
Yeah. PSYNISCIENCE.
That's lovely.
What does that mean then?
From what I've worked out from the
isn't like text
adventures. Yeah, it's work out weird crap. Warp freakeries. Invocation, willpower. Trade, merchant or trade soothsayer.
Ooh, let's say sooth.
Sooth.
For sooths.
And literacy. Int.
You too can read and write.
Actually, you can read and write anyway.
Yeah, I get it for the...
You're an imperial.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He's not scum.
He's not scum.
Unlike, you know, the scum in the court.
Starting talents. Melee weapon training primitive.
That's because everyone can use a club as a knife.
Yes. Pistol weapon training, SP, or pistol weapon training, LAS.
That is my tech. I'm from space.
And Psy rating, 1.
Let's get to one on this funky table.
Oh, yes.
Excellent.
I find that very amusing. Starting gear. Axe or sword? Staff.
Oh, good, I get employees.
Nothing's more stick. compact stub revolver and 3 bullets, or compact las pistol and 1 charge pack. Suggest considering your skill, you go for the stub.
Yeah, that seems to make the most sense.
Knife. In brackets... Sykana Mercy Blade. I think that's what you stab yourself with if your brain is about to explode. Quilted vest. Tatty robe. Poor quality clothing. Book of Imperial Saints. Or deck of cards or dice.
Deck of cards.
You'll have a copy of the Imperial Tarot then. Psy focus.
That was me.
And finally, the funniest part about being an Imperial Psyker, your sanctioning brand. Because we can't let wild Psykers wander around. we have to either send them to our God Emperor to be eaten, or brand them.
Roll the
D100. Roll me a D100, please.
79.
Throne wed. You cleave only unto the Emperor. You gain a Kengeld talent and a Chatalian ring worth 100 thrones.
That's crap. That's far too nice.
Change it, change it, change it. You're the GM.
I think I may give him another one, to be honest, because that's far too nice.
Kengeld and a what ring?
And a Chatallium ring.
More made it worth.
Worth 100 thrones. Oh yeah, all the money in this is in thrones. Oh, I love Val's starting rank. Dreg.
she's a dreg.
A dreg.
Vicious dreg warrior.
Yeah.
Okay, and your starting rank is a Sanctionite.
I still think I have the best starting rank.
What, trooper?
Yeah. I'm conscript.
Val!
Yes.
You are scum.
Thank you.
I just want to say that again. You are scum. You have the skills. Speak language low Gothic.
Mm-hmm.
Blather.
What do I do? Put?
It's a tick.
I've got hard dialect in there already, so. What's the next one?
Blather. It's a fellowship.
Which is just people talking and people will listen.
Charm. Fellowship. Or dodge, agility.
Be a social monkey. You know you wanna.
Charm.
Okay. Deceive, fellowship.
She lies.
You don't know, though.
So, looks like Val's been the party's face, then.
She's scum. She's also an agoraphobic scum, if I remember well. Awareness, perception.
Oh, that's already on the thing, so just kick it.
Yep. Yep. Common law imperium. Int.
You're vibrating, Andy.
I know. Sorry, Finn. I forgot to mention, you also start off with a number of psychic... a minor psychic power is equal to half your willpower bonus, rounded up.
Two.
You've got two. That's cool. Now we're on to... You've got common law, yeah, Val?
I've got common law, imp.
Yep.
Imp. Yep.
Imperium, int. Starting talents.
Mm-hmm.
Ambidextrous or unremarkable?
What does unremarkable do?
People overlook you.
You disappear in a crowd, that sort of thing.
I mean, no, we're breaking a trademark.
Unremarkable.
No, because you've got D in it.
Okay. And it's rogue, not ray.
Hmm? Melee weapon training primitive. You can use a stick.
Pointed stick. Pointed stick.
Pistol training, SP.
What's SP?
Solid projectile. Bullet.
Okay.
So a shotgun, pistol, a gun. Basic weapon training, SP.
See? Yep. Scums get all the guns.
Yeah, but not many of them. Starting gear.
Yep.
Auto gun and one clip.
Do I put that in any weapon thing?
Or a shotgun and 12 shells.
Go under gear for now, because you'll tell the stats for our guns.
You can either have an auto gun and one clip, or a shotgun and 12 shells.
Automatic pistol,
yeah.
Or a shotgun.
I think I'll have an automatic pistol.
It's not a pistol. It's a it's an actual like it's like a modern rifle. What's an auto pistol?
So what's it called? Auto gun.
Auto gun and one clip.
One clip.
It's actually a rifle.
Okay.
Because in a second,
pistols.
Auto pistol and one clip.
Yeah.
Brass knuckles or a club?
We get both of those.
Brass knuckles.
Pinches.
I think I'll need to learn to be ambidextrous and I can have a club in one hand and the brass knuckle in the other. Because I do have a weapon skill of 37.
It's 40k.
Gun and close combat, pistol and close combat weapon is the combo.
Yeah. Have a
pistol.
Knife.
Pistol.
I rushed Terran to see theirs.
Yeah.
Quilted vest or beast furs?
Because on beast furs, they're really in fashion.
And so very high.
Yeah. Beast furs and a nice pair of Ugg boots.
Is there anything against beast furs?
Well, if my high back, you're not having animals on your
possibly
world.
Fleas.
Quilted, what's it?
Quilted vest. Oh, I love this. Streetwear or rags or dirty overalls. A coverall, should I say. They're poor quality clothing.
Streetwear.
Oh, come on. Dirty coverall.
Rags. Rags first.
Rags.
Beast first and rags.
And your starting rank is dreg.
You only wanted to say that again, didn't you?
No. What's
that starting rank?
Dreg.
So, scum.
Val, yeah. The thing I wanted to say again was that you are scum.
Thank you, Dean.
Not only are you scum, you are the dregs of scum society.
You haven't even floated to the top.
Need more fiber.
Thank you, guys.
I quite like the scum class when you read it.
It is actually a really good class. You are going to like it,
and it's very valid because you can go down the Charlton route and be a bit dodgy that way.
Yeah,
but no singing.
Okay then. Now we're getting on to the
crunch.
Other stuff. Wounds.
Crunchy bits.
Everyone, roll a d5.
5.
4.
2.
3.
Three.
If you're a hiver, add 8 to that. If you're an Imperial Welder, add 8 to that. If you're Voidborn, add 6 to that.
Where's it go?
Your wounds.
Bullet armour.
Second page.
Only the Spurge.
Are you screwed, Neil? Oh, no.
Total. 8.
Total 8 wounds. That sucks. If you want to roll that again, you're more than welcome to.
You can't get that much higher.
You can't get that much lower.
No, leave him with that.
Do my weapons go in the melee weapons?
It depends what they are.
If they're melee weapons, yes.
Your brass knuckles and your club.
Brass knuckles and club and knife.
You are taking what?
You're going to miss out.
Fake points. Okay. Roll a d10, please.
Ooh, 10. 2.
Four. You have 2, Neil. 2 fake points. Finn has 3. Paul?
10.
You're an Imperial Worlder, aren't you?
Yep.
3. Andy?
2.
2. Val?
4.
4. You've got 1. The Emperor smiles down on you, Val.
But he only smiles down on you well if you're an idiot.
Did I not get any fake points as a wedding present? I married him.
Characters may move. At one of 4 speeds. You can move, congratulations! We can move! Yes. Half move, full move, charge your run. This should be somewhere on the character sheet.
Page 2.
What's that?
Yeah.
I missed that.
Movement. You can move at 4 different speeds.
Underneath
nothing in between.
There.
Yeah.
Yes.
Half move, full move, charge your run.
Yeah.
And it depends on your agility bonus.
Yep.
Okay.
Does anyone have an agility bonus of 1?
What is the agility bonus? Is that the row?
The big number. Your 10's digit.
And I've got sprint as well. And an agility bonus of 4.
Oh. I'll go for all the skills and talents that will tweak that anyway. Whee! Anyone got an agility bonus of 1?
Nope.
No.
2?
Yep.
Half move is 2 metres per round.
Pencil!
Something bad.
Yeah. Full move, 4.
Surprising.
Charge, 6.
I bet run's 8. 12.
Wow.
You're 10.
Agility bonus, 3.
That's yes.
That would be most people, I'm assuming. Apart from run boy.
I'm just going to have a lot of cannons.
Half move, 3. Full move, 6. Charge, 9. Run, 18.
Sorry, everyone can run faster than me. You're all fine.
I'm going to rescue you even more.
And Paul, with the agility of God. 4, 8, 12, 24, yes.
How did he know?
He has advanced pattern recognition.
Because he's been looking over my shoulder.
Because I've got an intelligence bonus.
Starting wealth.
Mutant!
Starting wealth. Monthly income and buying equipment. Finance in this setting is called Thrones. Or Throne Geld. What a wonderful name. Okay then. Arbitrator.
Hello.
Roll me 2d10.
That'd be 4.
You start off with 54 thrones. You poor.
You are poor.
Guardsman.
Yep.
Roll a d10.
Ah, d10.
Ah, d10.
What need have you money?
Add 70 to that. You have 77 thrones.
The emperor provides.
An imperial psyker. Roll a d5.
5.
You have 55 thrones.
That's one more than me.
Scum!
Yes, sir.
Roll a d5. You're going to love this.
3.
You have 13 thrones.
Money isn't everything.
About that. Adept, sorry, I'll skip you. Roll a d10. You have 102 thrones.
Robin is rich.
Quick, let's rob him. Split the money between us. Shockingly,
yeah. Mutant!
The richest person in this game appears to be the cleric with 300 plus 5 d10.
Nope.
Just silly. Find a cleric. Find cleric. Rob cleric.
Level up.
You're an arbitrator. You're supposed to start things like that.
Well, it's a corrupt arbitrator.
I'm kinda. I'm on a call big crime than little petty stuff. Think of me as kind of like the FBI.
And he's a police station.
I hunt down like criminals and stuff and blow them away.
No, you don't.
Like a US Marshal.
I'm the envoy of the Emperor.
Hiding inside a cleaning
like
closet.
Like Harisha from CSI Miami. Who just shoots everyone.
I've actually got a list of all the things that...
you can shoot people for.
Imperial Guard get punished for.
I need to read that.
Most punishments, flogging, then death.
Breathing, flogging.
There's my wife as where that came from.
Okay then. Ooh. Val, you'll be happy to know that there's a specific table called Scum Income. Okay, spending stuff.
Great.
Would anyone like to spend their hard-earned money?
No, but I would like to know the stats of the stuff.
Can I buy a bag?
Yeah.
A bag?
Yeah, that would be quite useful.
I'd quite like one of them as well, actually.
Yeah, so some kind of holster.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume you have straps and whatnot for...
Sure, I've got... I'm pulse strapping.
Webbing. You're in the military, remember?
Yes, I know.
Gear.
Backpack? Costs yeah. 10.
Val, get 3! Oh, wait, you can't.
Are there any plastic bags?
No, plastic doesn't appear in the...
But I have found this shopping trolley.
Can I have one of the little rollers?
This is terrible. We're talking Andy, it's great.
Are you right there?
Yeah.
No. Can't afford 10.
You can.
No.
You can afford 1.5 backpacks, Val. Don't complain.
1.3 backpacks.
Really? Okay, then. 1.3.
Rations.
Don't worry about rations. That will be provided because we're going to... also, wait. There's something you all get as well that I'm going to give
Shot.
You completely free.
A cortex bomb.
Free.
I might find it.
Vortex grenade.
I had it somewhere.
I might just get some thread and a needle.
Sew it to your body.
Sew something. Sew a bit of rag together.
Gaffer tape.
I spent almost all my money already.
Yeah, what did you buy?
A backpack and a set of manacles.
Is there any game where you don't have a set of manacles?
I don't have any manacles in Wales.
Manacles...
A 35 check.
35.
Okay. Dear God. I was just in D&D in this.
Because in D&D, I'm playing an Inquisitor. And in this, I'm playing a police who wants to be an Inquisitor.
Okay, does anyone want anything like weapons?
More charge packs.
Yes, charge packs.
Ammo. You can have weapon upgrades. You can have it compact. You can have an exterminator.
Can I have a targeter?
A red dot laser sight, a telescopic sight, an overcharge pack.
I bet they're over 13.
A melee attachment.
Bayonet.
Yes.
Fix bayonet.
A telescopic sight costs 35 thrones.
You buy a silencer for 10.
A silencer for 10. A red dot laser sight for 50.
I'll make one of those.
Bag, silencer.
Bag.
If I had a silencer, I could get a bag.
Yeah, that's a nice bag.
Is it Prada?
How much is the bayonet?
The bayonet...
I've already got the knife.
Costs 25.
Quite like the idea of the doodah thing.
Mono weapons or specially fashioned blades with a mono filament. You can get a melee attachment for 25 and upgrade it to a mono for an extra 40.
How much you got?
77.
See, you can afford that.
How much is a chainsword?
A chainsword.
Just, you know.
How much is that heavy bolter?
Chainsword costs 275 thrones.
So as none of us are priests.
Next time I play a cleric, yeah. A chainsword.
No, cleric with a heavy bolter. You probably have to save up though.
A heavy bolter? A heavy bolter costs 2,000 thrones.
And you'd be shot for carrying one.
And you'd be shot for carrying
one. Can I note down the stat line of my shopping?
Okay, I may as well go through stuff.
Weapon here. Stats.
Oh god, I've got so many.
Las pistol.
Yep.
Class.
Yep.
Pistol. Range, 30 metres. Rate of fire, S. Single shot.
S.
Damage. 1d10 plus 2e. The E means
energy.
It's energy on the critical table. Penetration, or pen, no. 0. Clip, 30. Reload, full. Special, reliable. Weight, 1.5 kilograms. Cost and availability doesn't matter.
Really light.
If mine's compact, does it change any of that other than weight?
Cancer! Yes. Cancer! So you do with the last gun.
You're going to get a really compact...
I get a compact las pistol as standard.
Oh, do you? Compact weapons are smaller versions of pistol and basic weapons that are favoured by those that prefer concealment over stopping power. This upgrade halves the weight of the weapon, but also halves the clip size and range, as well as reducing its damage by one.
It's a derringer. Yeah, it does a D10 plus one.
Instead
of a D10 plus two.
The only problem with this is that a las gun will do 1D10 plus 3 energy, while a bolt gun will do 1D10 plus 5. The difference is shocking. But, you know, you haven't seen the critical tables for explosive.
It's for me.
Las gun.
Yep.
Basic. Class.
Basic.
Range, 100 metres. Rate of fire, single and three in the first slash. I think you've... Rate of fire. It's S/3/line.
Yep.
Single or three rounds.
Yep. Damage, 1d10 plus 3, energy. Penetration, 0. Clip, 60. Reload, full. Special, reliable. Weight, 4 kilograms. No one has a long las. No one has an MP las cannon.
How much are they?
I've got one.
A bit. 5,000.
Yeah. You nicked one.
What would it be? What upgrade would I have if I bought a sight for my
telescopic sight? They have on display in shops. It looks like one. It's not got the Winnet workings inside.
Extra kilogram.
Telescopic sight weighs a kilogram.
Yep.
Telescopic sight magnifies the target's image, especially useful for long-range shots that need ignores penalties for long and extreme range as long as the shooter takes a full round action to aim.
I understand that. Okay, how much does it cost again?
35.
Oddly enough, there is a sniper specialist class for the guardsman.
Red dot laser sight as well. 50.
Ooh, you know your one time.
And you can give your position away.
There's also, for anyone who feels that their weapons don't do enough damage, overcharge pack. Costs 15. This is an enhanced power pack for las weapons, increasing the strength of its fire. An overcharge pack adds 1 to the weapon's damage. Unfortunately, the increased output reduces the number of shots, so the clip size is halved.
So you can overcharge a compact gun with a quarter-sized clip.
Yes, so, quarter-sized clip, but it does exactly the same damage.
Yep.
With half the range.
Anyone got an auto pistol?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, still good.
Auto pistol.
Class pistol. Range 300 meters. Ooh. Rate of fire S/. What's the hyphen? What's the horizontal line?
Hyphen.
Is a hyphen?
Yes.
/6. You can go full auto. Mm. Damage 1d10 plus 2.
I. Impact?
Impact. Penetration 0. Clip 18. Reload full. There's nothing special about it. Weight 2.5 kilograms. Stub revolver or stub automatic?
Paul.
Stub gun.
Stub gun.
I think it's a pistol.
It's a pistol.
What was I told I had?
Stub gun.
Six bullets.
Stub gun.
I think. I'm guessing six bullets is a revolver.
What's my here again? Arbitrator.
Pistol mounted. It's on his head.
Stub revolver.
It's a stub revolver.
What's it? Familiar.
Stub revolver. Excellent. Class pistol. Range 30. Rate of fire, just S/nothing/nothing. Or /hyphen/hyphen. Damage, 1d10 plus 3. Impact, I. Pen, 0. Clip, 6. Reload, 2 full.
Can I take speed loaders?
Special, reliable, weight 1 kilogram. Anyone else got any other weapons?
Shotgun.
Shotgun.
Autogun.
Autogun. I'll go for you first, Val, because it's the top on the highest on the list. Class, basic. Range, 90 meters. Rate of fire, S/3/10. Damage, 1d10 plus 3, I, penetration 0, clip 30, reload full, nothing special about it, and weight 3.5 kilograms. Mm-hmm. Shotgun, everyone.
Yep. Yeah.
Class, basic, range 30 meters, rate of fire, S/nothing/nothing.
Damage. 30 metres, and rate of fire was S.
Yes.
Yep.
Just S, blah, 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 blah. Damage, 1d10 plus 4. Impact. Clip, penetration, nothing. Clip, 2. Reload, 2 full.
What, does my rapid reload skill lower that?
It'll lower it.
So what?
We'll have a look at the skills later.
Okay.
Let's just finish with one weapon. Special, scatter and reliable. Weight, 5 kilograms. Yes, Val.
I'm a bit confused because you said the auto gun was a rifle and its range is 90 metres.
Yes.
But the auto pistol's got a range of 300 metres?
No, 30 metres.
Okay, thanks.
Anyone else got any weapons?
Just close combat.
Melee.
Yeah, it's melee stuff now. Melee.
This room is hot enough for Claire to enjoy.
Yeah.
Almost. It's warm, yeah.
She did have a hot water bottle yesterday.
So apparently it wasn't quite warm enough.
Okay then, what weapons does everyone have?
Hammer. Knife and brass knuckles. Brass
hammer, knuckles, knife.
Okay, I'll go through them. Does anyone have an axe?
Yes.
Class.
Axe.
Melee. Range. Nothing. Damage, 1d10 plus 1, R, for rending. Penetration, 0. Special, primitive and unbalanced. Weight, 4 kilograms.
You wouldn't want to date it.
Primitive and unbalanced. Because I fell rage and, you know.
Yeah, but the sex would be great.
There you go, ladies, you know what Finn likes.
Brass knuckles.
Pull this out.
Yep.
Class. Melee. Range. Nothing. Damage. 1d5 minus 1. Impact. Penetration 0. Special. Primitive. Weight 0.5 kilograms. Ooh, Val. He's only cost 5 thrones.
I've got 17 left now. I bought by the
Does anyone have a club?
Yes.
Melee, range 0, damage 1d10 I, penetration nothing, special, primitive, weight 2 kilograms. You can buy some of these as well, though. Does anyone have a flail?
Nope.
Great weapon?
Nope.
Hammer?
Yep.
Class melee?
Yep.
Range nothing, damage 1d10 plus 1 I. Penetration 0, primitive, unbalanced, 4 kilograms. It's even got stats in here for improvised weapons. They do 1d10 minus 2 damage, primitive and unbalanced.
Fortunately,
they're actually better than brass knuckles.
Kniff?
Yes, but a little bit more difficult to sneak into places.
Throwing star, Kniff.
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 Class throne, it says here.
Bizarre.
Actually, no, wait. Wrong one. Knife. Melee or throne. Range, 3 metres. Damage, 1d5. Rending, R. Penetration, 0. Special, primitive. Weight, 0.5 kilograms. Shield, spear, sword.
Someone's got a sword, haven't they?
Someone's got a sword.
No,
I changed it.
Stick.
Sorry. I have a staff. Yes.
Apparently, staffs require 2 hands to use. Class melee, range nothing, damage 1d10, impact, penetration nothing, special, balanced and primitive. Weight 3 kilograms. No one has any chain weapons, no one has any power weapons, and no one has any shock weapons.
Armour?
Oh, ammo, if any of you are interested.
Yep.
How much is ammo?
Arrows, no. Shot. Assuming shot is from... No, no one has a flintlock pistol or musket. Bullets... For auto pistol, stub revolver, and the like, cost 1 throne per 20 bullets.
You can buy some of them.
Mm-hmm. Why is it 20 bullets when I flipped 18?
Because it's
easier. Because they come in boxes of 20.
And you can give 2 to him.
And you can refill the clip.
Because you're tight.
No, you don't. Put it out and drop it then.
Shells for shotguns, pump action shotguns, and combat shotguns cost 1 per 20. Charge pack for a pistol.
Yep.
10 per full clip. Charge pack for a rifle.
Yep.
15 for a full clip.
Mm-hmm. I'm really glad you're shotgun now.
Just in case you're curious, charge pack for a las cannon, 30 per full clip. No one has fuel, no one has bolt shells.
How much was a flavour?
Can you get better ammo?
It's auto gun ammo. Same as lots of pistol.
Pardon?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, same ammo.
Yeah. Exotic.
So it's more a submachine
Than
a rifle, really.
You get dum-dum rounds for stub revolvers, stub automatics and hand cannons, which add 2 to the weapon's damage. However, armour points count as double against them. Hot shot charge. I'll just tell you the cost for dum-dum is 5 thrones per 6 dum-dum bullets. Hot shot charge. This is a single powerful charge pack for a LAS weapon. A weapon using a hot shot charge adds 1 to its damage, rolls 2 dice for its damage and picks the highest, and gains a penetration of 4. However, the weapon loses its reliable special quality and its clip is reduced to 1. That costs 15 for one of them.
I've only got 1 thrown left now.
Inferno shells for shotguns, pump action shotguns, combat shotguns, and all bolt weapons. These shells contain a phosphorus gel that ignites on contact with the target. A target hit by an inferno shell must make an agility test or catch on fire, in addition to suffering damage as normal. Apparently, just to inform the players, inferno shells may also be used to set things on fire besides people.
Yeah, but it's not nearly so much fun.
It's true. They cost 18 per bullet.
What you can do with a
man-stopper rounds.
With a Lasgun package, you put in a fire.
These density-tip bullets are designed to punch through armour. A weapon using man-stopper rounds adds 3 to its penetration. For stub revolvers, stub automatics, hand cannons, auto pistols, and auto guns, they cost 5 thrones for 6.
Followed by some man-stopper rounds.
Oh!
Hey!
These may be a little bit too expensive for you.
I've already got some.
I've got some.
The cheap, crappy armour.
Yeah, that's what I've got.
Gang leathers is
better than that.
The crappiest.
Kinky.
Beast furs. Ooh. They cost 5 and we'll give you 2 AP.
You can sell yours and get some money.
How much cash do you want to spend now?
I've already got armour. I've already got a chain jacket.
Feudal pate. Xenohides. Chain coat. Yeah. Chain coat gives you arms, body, legs, 3.
What's a guard's flak armour give me?
Guard flak armour to all locations.
Yep.
4 AP.
I have a quilted vest.
And weighs 11 kilograms.
My word.
A quilted vest, body only, AP 2. But you've got a...
I have no armour.
Haven't you?
At all.
Really?
Yeah. How much does stuff that's left rubbish cost?
Lots.
I quite like that idea of chain coat.
How much cash have you got, Paul?
I've got 102.
A chain 102. Coat is 50.
Quilted vest AP to costs 10 and it's 2 AP to body.
Just out of interest, how much would guard flak armour cost?
300.
sell it. light flak coat 80.
I'll actually wait until 1000.
To be honest,
you'll take mine.
It's appropriate for you to have a quilted vest. It's only to your body, only costs 10 and it gives you AP 2.
I'm planning on taking some mat stuff around and getting a full suit of Taylor Gas Black.
There'll be a big hole in one location, but that's about it.
No, I'm shooting the neck.
My problem with this is that feudal plate mail, guard flak armour gives you AP 4.
Yep.
Power armour, AP 8.
What Terminator?
I just thought power armor would be far better.
Yeah, power armor should be far better. In the fluff, power armor should be higher than that.
Yes.
Game of terms, not really.
But it does give you plus 2 to your strength, plus 20 to your strength.
Yeah. Can you get and cost like 15,000 thrones!
Can you get things like camo line?
Wouldn't it be on the next page?
Yes. No, it's unlikely.
No, that's close.
Camo line cloak, yes. You may be a bit out of your price range. 500 thrones.
And an explosive collar.
actually, you can also for this campaign, you all get an explosive collar for free.
Excellent.
And thanks. It's attached. It's part of the way that I've come up with to make a party.
Can we get a tech priest who can disarm them as well?
No.
No, because Paul turned it down.
All the tech priests do what the commissar tell them to do.
Everyone does what the commissar tells them to
it's
do.
True.
That's not fun.
Pistol.
Hmm? Yes, it's but okay. He's hard as nails. He's the hardest thing in the Imperial Guard Codex. Apart from Robert.
Lehman Russ. Okay.
Commissar wins. Basic skills. Like things like gamble.
Is there any way
we can get skills
after?
Just buy some cards.
Like, well, back personal items, backpack 10, charm variable. Charms are important in the Imperium. They have no in-game effect except, well, you know, they're things of faith. Have faith. Charms have no tangible benefits, however, when the adventure calls for something bad to happen to a random character, at the GM's discretion, a character with a charm will be exempt.
How much is charm?
They vary. It's pretty much up to you how much you want to spend on charms.
I have a freaking wedding ring.
Chrono. A watch. 40 clip drop harness, clothing variable, explosive cover.
Look at that!
We've got one of them.
How much is a watch?
A watch costs more than you have.
I want to buy another gun.
You want to buy another gun? What kind of gun?
I just got to upgrade my shotgun to a combat shotgun, but I don't know how much they are.
I think I want two stub guns, and I want to see about upgrading them and make them really good.
You know you can't dual wield, you have to get a skill for that.
No, one's going to have
you
stub
can, it's just at minus. A shotgun costs 60, pump action 75, combat shotgun 150.
Stub revolver.
Can I pay the difference?
Stub revolver is 40, stub automatic is 50.
What's the difference?
Quicker reload, more bullets.
Rate of fire as well. Rate of fire. Automatic has more and it's quicker reload. Although the automatic it does not have a special reliable.
Because it jams. That's what you get for using modern technology.
Like the Colt 1911.
The automatic also weighs.
Heresy!
And
perfectly reliable.
Kilograms.
How many shots is it, sorry?
Well, the chunker of
stub automatic, pistol, 30 metres, S/3/nothing, 1d10 plus 3, impact, penetration 0, clip 9, reload full, special nothing. A hand cannon has a penetration of 2.
A hand cannon?
A hand cannon.
What skill do you need to use that?
Pistol. It's a solid projectile pistol. Range 35, rate of fire S/0/0. Damage 1d10 plus 4. Penetration 2, clip 5. Reload 2 full and weighs 3 grams. Kilograms. 65.
Ooh, big gun.
We like to load a cannon.
Pardon? Yes, you can. You can cash stuff in for their price.
Scratch, I'm not getting the manacles. I'm in fact upgrading my shotgun to a...
Combat action.
I can't afford the combat. It's 150. And my shotgun's just 60. So I'm having a combat action shotgun.
Are you upgrading any of your...
I'm all spent up. I have one throne left.
Okay, then.
No one buys a charm.
Finn?
I don't know about
are you after anything in particular? I can sort of.
I don't know what's good for a psychic.
I'll get to your funny psychic pals in a minute.
Yeah, but are there any stuff I need for my psychicness?
You've pretty much got everything you'll need, other than you know armor and guns.
Well, unfortunately, I can't afford armor.
How much have you got?
I've got 25 left, and I'm wearing a quilted vest. I wanted one of them cool chain shirts, so if my
you've got 25.
You know when you buy this stuff, if you have bags that it comes in,
for 25, all you can really get is a flak helmet, which is AP2 to your head.
That's actually quite good.
Can I have a charm?
You can have a charm and you can spend as much money as you want on it.
Can I spend 5 on a model spaceship, which is the spaceship for my parents live where I was born?
I'll spend 5
on it. Is that classed as
it.
A charm?
Yes.
Whatever.
Well, we were born. We were born, otherwise it renders our ship dialect skill kind of...
It does, yes.
Prayer of invisibility, to be whispered when remaining hidden.
Yes.
Yes, there's loads of them, it's so cool.
I've got a charm of five from...
It does say whisper.
Just what an interesting name should we give our ship?
The charm can look like a whatever you want. The general one is either a reliquary, you know, a saint's body part, or a purity seal, which is basically a piece of paper with that's got a wax seal on the top that you carry on your person.
Blessing of the bond.
What can I take to make my gun even more deadly?
And the bad guy isn't even
even more deadly.
Yeah, because I'm going with the hand cannon.
Going with a hand cannon.
Five.
You did say it was a D10 plus four.
Oh, wow, sorry.
Litany of smiting.
Yeah, flame weapons are going to be far too expensive. Grenades? Does anyone want any grenades?
Oh, they're used to.
Frack, crack, blind, photon,
hallucinogen,
and firebomb.
How much are they? 25 for the cheapest. Blind.
No, frack costs 10.
I can't afford it.
Firebomb costs 5.
Is that because it's a bottle filled with petrol?
Pretty much.
Can I just get it?
Yes. I was just looking for that. Weapon upgrades. Compact, exterminator, extra grip.
What's extra grip?
Extra grip.
I don't know what all these do.
Also known as pistol grip. This allows the weapon to be wielded in one hand without the usual minus one penalty.
But this is more fun.
Because it's
shopping
for guns. Exactly. It's. I'm assuming it's the those.
Many
of the more zealous religious warriors of the Imperium use an exterminator cartridge on their regular weapons. A small device contains a small one-shot flamer weapon that shoots out a sheet of fire rather than firing the weapon as normal.
Yeah, but
the shooter may use the exterminator cartridge, working out the effects as if he was armed with a flamer. Exterminators are one-shot weapons and must be replaced once used.
Well done, you've a combi flamer.
You do. What you do is you evaluate how much training they've had.
It adds one how much healing they need.
Yeah, what sort of stuff it increases?
No training. Bit of a staved finger.
In the war game.
For weapons that use different ammo rounds, a shot selector can be fitted for ease of switching from one type to another. A weapon with a fire selector can have up to 3 different clips added. At the start of the shooter's turn, he can use the fire selector to choose which clip he wishes to draw ammo from that round.
Eldar warriors are cowards!
Melee attachment, mono, overcharged pack.
Ooh, look at the
Eldar adds one to the weapon's damage.
Never mind, I'm safe in my Terminator armor.
Half the number of shots.
Ooh, he's standing right next to me with that strange weapon protecting
red dot laser sight.
I don't know what's going to happen.
This laser sight grants a plus 10 bonus to ballistic skill. when the weapon is fired on
the Harlequins have something called the Harlequins.
Any pistol, echo basic wires, solid projectile,
which gets little tiny holes in the armour and turns its contents to soup.
Red dot laser sight is quite expensive. It's 50
Harlequins rock.
Quite a few. Have you seen the new model?
For anyone,
the Death Chest has got a gun that looks like a guitar. He's
standing on a rock doing this.
He's like, you know...
A fire selector.
He's very rock and roll.
Fire selector adds half a kilogram, and red dot adds half a kilogram. For anyone who wants to improve their ballistic skill with a specific gun, red dot laser sight adds 10 to your ballistic skill.
Although it does cost headloads, yes.
Silencer?
For my shotgun.
I thought a telescopic sight cost 50.
No, it cost 15.
15? Oh, God, oh. I've got lots of money left. Actually, no, sod it, I'll buy red dot laser sight.
Anyone want any weird rounds?
No. Can we get them with... What is next?
Next,
the hand cannon, is it clips?
I don't know.
Oh, single sonic, big rounds.
What is our monthly income?
Not a lot.
There's the scum income table.
No, we are far.
Is it big burrow or steel?
Pretty much. Hand cannon. Variant of the stub revolver. It looks like it's a... Okay, these weapons produce ferocious recoil and unless fired two-handed impose a minus one, 10 penalty to ballistic skill tests.
So how much was pistol grip then?
Uh-huh.
Now it comes in handy.
No, it's still technically a pistol, so the pistol grip won't...
Can you put pistol grip on basic weapons?
Yeah.
Pistols. So you can put on a shotgun.
Yeah, on basic range weapons.
Two pistol gripped shotguns.
Boom! Sorry, that's dumb. Extra grip, any basic ranged weapon.
Yeah, no, rather than a pistol.
Yeah.
Or a heavy weapon.
Okay,
in that case, I might have to rethink my weapon.
Put on heavy stubble.
But I can't fire a heavy stubble.
Right. You also can't afford a heavy stubble.
No.
What class are you?
He's an adept.
Adept.
He's a bureaucrat.
I just wanted to have a gun that could actually do something. Might have to go back to stubbers. Just take two stubbers.
The Eldar Warwalker plays a similar role in the battlefield as the lighter, faster and better Imperial Sentinel.
Well, defend Sentinel Leech, you can buy more for the same number of points. Plus, they come in four flavours.
Tyranid weapons are formed out of living tissue. They often fall apart.
Oh, you received a Psy Focus, didn't you, for being a Psyker?
Yes.
Psykers often use devices to help them focus their powers. Psy Focus could be sacred bones, carved witch staves, blessed icons or crystals. When a Psyker with a Psy Focus makes an invocation test, he gains a plus 10 bonus. Just in case you're curious.
Right. There's nothing bad about the bigger version of the auto stubber, is there?
Auto stubber, no, just sort of.
Can I have the stats for that?
Okay. Stub automatic, pistol, really range 30 metres, rate of fire /3/hash.
I think so.
Oh. Hyphen, damage, d10 plus 3, impact, penetration, naught, clip 9, reload 4,
left.
Weight 1.5.
Try some grenades.
I've got 3 left.
Buy some grenades and give them to me.
It costs 50 and the normal one's 40, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
weapon special qualities. Would anyone like to know about the qualities of their weapons?
Go on then.
No.
Reliable and scout.
Okay. Actually, no, I can probably guess.
Yeah.
It's just balance blast, defensive flame, accurate, reliable. It doesn't jam.
Okay. And scatter.
If a reliable weapon jams, roll a d10. Basically, if you botch, roll a d10. On a roll of a 10, it has jammed.
Right.
Scatter. Standard ammunition for these weapons spreads out when fired, hitting more than one target. If a friend or foe within point-blank range... Oh, if fired at a foe within point-blank range, each 2 degrees of success the firer scores indicates another hit. However, at long range... however, at longer range is... spread of small projectiles reduces its effectiveness. All armor points are doubled.
Okay, so get up close.
Primitive?
Yep.
Crude and basic in designs, these kinds of weapons, while still deadly, are less effective against modern armor. All armor points are doubled against hits from primitive weapons, unless the armor also has the primitive quality. Unbalanced. You get a minus 10 penalty when parrying, and unwieldy, you can't parry. Isn't that wonderful?
Awesome.
Let's go to psychic powers, because I know Finn wants to get something entertaining.
I've got an auto stubber with selector ammunition and red dot sight.
Dum dum. Boom. Man's not bad. Boom.
So, Judge, you go.
I paid the extra 15 just to be able to go.
Okay then, you get to choose 2 minor psychic powers, don't you? Here's a list of all the minor psychic powers. Cool creatures, Call item, if you're curious, just ask. Chameleon, deja vu, distort vision, dull pain, fearful aura, flashbang, float, forget me, healer, inflict pain, inspiring aura, knack, lucky, precognition, psychic stench.
Lovely.
Resist possession, sense presence, spasm, spectral hands, staunch bleeding, torch, touch of madness, trick, unnatural aim, wall walk, warp howl, weaken veil, weapon jinx, white noise, and wither.
Staunch bleeding.
Beware the towel, they'll sacrifice your babies to their gods.
How do we know they won't? Can you go into more detail on staunch bleeding and healer? I assume they're much as they sound.
Healer, you channel your power into a single target to knit flesh and mend bones. You can only use this power on a willing target, including yourself. The target of this power recovers 1d5 points of damage, removing critical damage first. Repeated uses of this power can be dangerous, however, not to mention painful, and the person's flesh rebels against yada yada yada. If a person, including the psycho, is a subject of this power more than once in a 6-hour period, they must make a toughness test or take 1d5 points of damage. Isn't that nice? Rather than being
still
healed.
Quite good.
Staunch bleeding. You cause yourself or another creature within range to halt blood loss.
You, stop it.
They stop bleeding.
Is bleeding a big problem?
Tower frightened by fire.
The critical tables are very funny.
Tower frightened by fire. Tower
right,
frightened
yeah,
by
I
water.
Should take staunch bleeding and healer and be down.
Great. I'd suggest more go for healer and one other thing that's interesting, or else you are just going to be the party cleric.
Beric,
just have a look. Probably be easier.
That one.
Finally chose my Gundy.
Oh, yes.
Madness. It's a judge's gun.
Whoa. Hand cannon and...
But
was this possession? No, it's that one I've got. There is
that one. So you've got that, not that.
And yeah. You have the whole...
Because the minus 10 isn't going to hit anything ever.
Sting.
What about the flashbang? Around.
Well, that's because you use two hands. If you hold it like that, you don't get the minus 10.
Ooh.
It's only if you use using it...
Deja vu. Make people trap them in a time loop.
So which one are you picking?
So many guns, so little time.
Yeah. Something like that.
Float!
You can float.
Wow! How rubbish.
What's that? What psychic extension?
Makes you smell in people's head.
That'd be really irritating, wouldn't it? It's like, oh, I can't get away from it. It's in my head.
I cannot find psychic stench.
It's there.
That's right. It's right in the middle of the page. They cunningly hid it.
Psychic stench, you become smelly Jamie for...
By momentarily handling an item, you imbue it with an unnatural psychic smell. Anyone coming within 5 metres of the tainted item will smell it, regardless of barriers or other smells present. What a person smells when around an item affected by psychic stench depends on what they find most distasteful, so the aroma can vary greatly. As the smell only exists in the person's mind, it will also affect creatures that do not have a sense of smell or have had their sense of smell impaired. Psychic stench remains in effect for a d10 days.
What a really random but pointless power.
Why? Why would anyone...
What does spasm do?
Makes you spasm.
I can't remember the different Xenos to kill.
Hmm? Yeah. I saw the fight. Eldara, Punian Weech.
Make it somewhat difficult.
Does it have Necrons?
No, I haven't seen them yet. I don't think so.
Necrons don't exist.
I know.
There is no Necron.
We rock.
I need to earn some more so I can get a selector on that one.
Warp howl.
At the moment, it's -5 armor.
You howl.
Yes.
Throughout the warp, and it tears into your eyes. You're like a cacophonous burst. This power drowns all sounds within range for a round. Sounds better than it is.
What's wither?
Makes things wither.
Does exactly what it says on the tin.
Withers all plant life in the area, leaving the area barren. Oh. And
it's got no inferior
that will hanks. Be useful for those.
Did you hear what I said about the out there?
They'll be hungrier when they get to you.
Warwalker. Eldar Warwalker. Play a similar role in the battlefield as the lighter, faster, and better Imperial Sentinel. Do not be disheartened by their size. They're inferior in desire and pirated by a weak spirited alien, protected by a feeble energy shield. Blast these bombs and heresies from the Imperial's sacred site. Ignore their attempts to target shoot you. Their puny weapons cannot harm a well defended position.
You can cause a person to be racked with agony, filling their mind with unspeakable pain. The target is entitled to a willpower test to resist the effects of this power. A failed test, the target suffers minus 10 to all their tests.
I like that. Heal and hurt! Heal hurt!
I can be nice, or I can be
very bad. The iron cannon on the Tau Hammerhead. Do not be intimidated by the size of the main weapon, just mainly for show. The discharge is about as effective as a hot shot round from Alaska.
I'm going to actually have to learn the psychic power rule now, aren't I?
That amuses me.
Okay, what next have we got?
Names.
Back to the, no, not yet. Back to the beginning.
What's the slots?
Get it, characteristics.
Quite warm in here.
Isn't that warm?
Monthly income.
Yay!
Money!
124.
Any Gasman who looks like this is to be shot.
Bottom of the page.
What's that?
It's picture.
Can't see it from there. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay then. Scum!
What?
Your income is 20 thrones per month.
Wow.
Ooh. Any Gasman who looks like this is to be shot. You actually have your own one. We'll get back to that, but that's on average. Guardsman.
Yes.
20 thrones a month.
Wow. Scum on as much as you.
Rank increase. When you actually get a rank,
yep.
You get an extra 5.
Oh. Have you ever said violence didn't pay?
Arbitrators and psychers.
Yep.
Your supine class. Apparently. You get 70 thrones a month.
How much does a cleric get, just out of interest?
Clerics get 200.
Adepts,
100 a month.
I think so. Next time I'll be a cleric.
We'll all be a party of clerics, armed with bolt guns and chainsaws.
And I'll go do the world's largest dungeon.
Done equipment.
Great, Paul.
Starting experience.
Oh, now I'm too cold.
Shush you. I shall hurt you.
You all have 400 experience, which you can spend on tat.
Excellent.
Stage four, we'll sort out the experience in a minute. Bringing your character to life.
To life!
Your build.
We belong dead.
Everyone roll a d100, please.
12.
99.
Oh. You're male, yes?
Yep.
You're skeletal.
I'm really skinny. I'm Andy-esque in my time.
You're 1.75 metres tall and weigh 55 kilograms. Finn?
99.
99. You're spindly. You are 2.1 metres tall and weigh 75 kilograms.
So it's Finn then?
Yeah.
It weighs more
than I'm a little bit more than 75 kilograms.
Val!
I only work in old money.
66.
Chop my legs off.
Skull wire, wiry. 1.75 metres tall and 65 kilograms.
So it's low numbers to be a fat git.
It actually depends on where you come from.
Paul? What's an Imperial intro to be a fat, heavy set?
Imperial world.
Look.
Because
I put those in first.
That's the dish with the tau in it.
Yeah, what do I need for a big, fat?
Because he's going to fudge
you. Well,
I just wanted to know what I was aiming for. 59.
You're fit.
1.75 metres and weighing 70 kilograms.
What's that in pop?
I don't know.
It is proper.
That's light.
Damn you, we went metric before you were born.
Not before you were born.
Andy?
16.
About 12 stone.
16 for an Imperial World. You are slender. 1.75 metres.
Are you going to be fat, Scott?
And 65 kilograms.
No. So hands up if you're 1.75 metres.
Wow.
Just like me and saying,
there's no
then.
One here, sort of, there's actually no way to actually be fat. Okay then.
Fat people get a shot because they're obviously.
Age.
Bigger target.
Yeah. Big target.
49.
Age?
No.
What are
you? Oh, yes, 49. You are a voidy, you are mature. 20 plus 1d10 in age.
I am 30.
12.
12. You are a youth. 15 plus d10.
Ooh, I'm not, I'm 20.
95.
You're an old timer, Val. 35 plus d10.
37.
57.
57. You are mature. 30 plus 1d10.
38.
Paul?
32.
That's good innings by Gav standards.
You're a stripling. 20 plus 1d10. That means young.
I'm 29.
Fine age.
Appearance. This should be fun.
Horrific.
I like the fact that this has been stuck over the top.
Yeah.
And you can just see the words can be negotiated with underneath.
Can't we just write our own appearance?
Because it's a Damocles Gulf campaign, so it's...
one thing I do like is there's a section. Where is it? Yeah, this is it. It's just a blank square in it that says, keep this space clear. Do not deface on pain of death. Okay, then, coloration. I want.
Can we not just put it in what we want? To
no,
you can.
No,
this is
tables.
48
for Voidborn.
Oh dear God!
Your skin is fair. Your hair is blonde. Your eyes are grey.
95.
Your skin is milky. Your hair is auburn, and your eyes are violet.
You're a freaky, freaky psycho!
Val?
They're going to beat you 25. With very big sticks.
25.
Not when I had them.
Your skin is dark, your hair is brown, and your eyes are blue.
I didn't take psychic stench.
35.
I took this power. Effect
pain. Skin tan, hair blonde, eyes grey.
Although if you bash your head while you're thrashing about in agony, I can probably fix it.
Skin dark,
we'll make it work.
Hair dyed, any colour you want, because you've dyed it.
Because of inventions.
Mutants! Pink!
And
pink.
Eyes blue.
Blonde. It goes blue.
You need a blue and golden streak, a green streak, a red streak, and a pink streak.
Beige.
Okay. Quirks. This is the funny part.
Quirks?
Yep.
Yes.
Party quirks again.
Beneath the deck.
Yeah.
Quack.
15.
Mutants.
You have long fingers.
Mutant.
Fit.
94.
90 what?
95.
95.
I've touched your dice, Finn.
I've been rolling either really high and then that one really low one.
You have a limping gait.
Val?
Oh dear,
92.
92.
You have small hands.
You're a carny.
Small hands.
65. You have a devotional scar.
Ooh. You've cut yourself in the name of the Emperor.
Yep. Paul?
09.
You have an aquiline nose.
Big Roman nose.
Does anyone want any more? Because that was
yes.
No.
No.
Yes.
I want a 56, please.
Well, 56, you have pox marks.
There I go for another one.
Yeah. 19.
The low numbers seem to be... You have warts.
You've got a big wart on the end of your nose.
Yeah. I think it is obvious, but the Voidborn's freakishness is more amusing. Pallid, bald, long fingers, tiny.
You get them all, you turn
into a
show, right?
In worse places.
Well, think about it. Long fingers, bald, skinny, Joe Bryan. Anyway.
Not good in bright light.
Okay. Okay. Your past. Val? I'm going to go through incorrect order. Could you roll me a D100?
Roll everything.
43.
I have 43.
This is appropriate. Your history is factory dregs. Your parents toiled in the manufacturing, working themselves into the grave for the good of the hive. You were poor, but at least you're honest. Unlike the ganger scum. You likely prize duty, honour and obligation above all things. Or, in your case, possibly the complete opposite. Imperial Worlders. Roll a D100, please.
84.
Paul?
13.
You come from an agri-world. You were born on a world devoted to producing food. Perhaps your home world supported a nearby hive world, or the Imperial tithe inexplicably demands it. Your people likely seek excitement... and the exotic to vary the dull routine of the farm.
So I wanted to get away from the dull routine, so I went and read lots of books.
Possibly.
Andy?
84.
84. You are from a shrine world.
Oh.
That could be why you scarred yourself. Your home world is controlled by the priests of the Emperor. Perhaps it is covered in gleaming spires and vast temples, or perhaps it welcomes countless pilgrims to its holy battle sites. Whatever the case, your people are likely to be devoted servants of the Emperor, pious, dependable, and honest. And you're now Imperial Guardsmen, shock and awe. Voidborn, please.
88.
88.
Freak!
You rogue trader, you were born on an eccentric craft that knew no authority over, other than the charismatic rogue trader at the helm. You grew up in a chaotic whirl of exploration, battle, flight and negotiation with all manner of aliens, nations and forces. You are likely to be rebellious by nature with a dislike for routine and discipline. Finn?
Well, we're from the same ship.
Otherwise, our speak language dialect ship dialect is rubbish. Is useless. No, it'll be the same dialect. It's
fudge
fine.
It, fudge it.
60.
Roll it.
It's ship dependent dialect.
60. It's not.
Now it isn't.
Warship. You were born amidst the crash and thunder of battle and grew up amidst the gun crews and the troopers, crammed into ranks, smelling bunks, or the stultifying formality of the officers' quarters. You are likely to be a great respecter of authority with a liking for procedure and no-nonsense attitude towards slackers.
You were.
And then I married the Emperor.
Well, it was either that or the Emperor would eat your soul. You can choose.
You might do it anywhere.
Yeah, but I've got a wedding ring and everything.
Okay then. Divination. Roll a D100 for me, please.
33.
If a job's worth doing, it's worth dying for. Gain the frenzy talent.
Okay, I love you.
Hang on, divination for Mr.
99.
This is actually quite good for you. There is no substitute for zeal. Increase toughness and willpower each by 2. A shocking 2.
Toughness and willpower.
Toughness and willpower by 2.
Damn.
Val!
79.
The only true fear is of dying without your duty done. Gain 2 wounds.
Ooh! Ooh. The combat character.
96.
96.
Look what my toughness is now.
Trust in your fear. Increase your agility by 2 and gain 1 fate point.
Yay, that puts me at agility to 30.
Paul?
I got my toughness to 4.
99.
There is no substitute for zeal. Increase toughness and willpower by 2.
Ooh.
Yes!
You get the toughness 3! Yeah. Nice double ball.
I actually love the fact that it is possible to...
What's mine actually called again, sorry?
Something
to do with fear.
Trust in your fear.
Yeah,
what the friendly talent actually does.
I'll tell you in a second. I do like the fact that it is possible to roll... if you roll a 1, it says mutation without, mutation within. Begin play with 1 minor mutation.
I haven't
seen die because you're working for the Inquisition.
Nobody expects the Imperial Inquisition.
Apparently, this you get this when you become an Inquisitor's acolyte. But I thought, hey, who cares? This seems funny enough anyway.
This gives another one.
Here's some questions about your nature.
What was mine called?
Zeal.
Zeal.
There is no substitute, no, for,
substitute
zeal.
For zeal.
I've got on my wall, but give me the frenzy talent. So it's worth doing for, it's worth dying for.
Yeah, if a job's worth doing,
vegetarian
it's worth
a
dying
shop
for.
Vegetarian's a shop because they're mutants.
Milk-fed zeal.
Think if, for this game, think paranoia.
You can't get milk-fed zeal anymore.
Yeah, I think it's the plus 2 agility, plus 1 face, fate point is probably one of the better ones.
I wonder what the frenzy talent does then.
Yeah, I'm happy to put my agility to 30.
Or the only true fear of
I think
I've
worked out
dying,
why I'm being seconded to the Inquisition. Killed someone by accident.
What is your personality like?
Well,
I don't know. I presume it's got to be rolled randomly because everything else doesn't.
My personality?
39! My personality is a psychopath!
3!
Comatose.
No, these are just questions that I have to ask you.
You have to.
Well, I don't
so
have
do
to.
Do we have to answer?
Then why are you?
I don't know.
Don't bother.
Okay, I won't. Ooh! Sure. Names! Do you want to roll your name?
Yes!
No!
This bit.
No!
I do.
Really, if you don't like it, I'll make one up.
I got a 39.
You're a...
Male. Lady.
Remember all the names, I'll drink banana milk.
What is it, 39?
Yep. And I'm a lady.
Primitive, calm... there isn't one. Low, Jericus.
Mm-hmm.
High, Lithilus. Archaic, Gulliman. And informal, Gunner. I think it's pig.
66.
Primitive, Qual. Low, Rabalius. High, Quintos. Archaic, Mercutio. And informal, Red.
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 Red or Quintos?
Quintos!
38.
I'm Jericus.
38. Primitive, Maxis. Car.
High, female, yeah?
Oh, sorry, I do apologise. 38, you say?
Yeah.
Oh, Ellen, basically the same.
What a coincidence.
Well, Carly.
Red or Quintos?
Quintos. Primitive.
How about
low,
red Quintos?
Aisha.
Quintos, red.
High, Litilla. Archaic, Joss. And informal, Halo.
Halo.
Hello.
What
are the
reds
in the roll
for Helen?
There is no
103.
No.
On 1d10.
Yes.
Is Roy anywhere down there?
Roy, shockingly enough, no.
Like Joss.
There's Roth.
Roth. Ah, David Lee Roth.
Feel my Roth.
49. What are my options there?
49. Your options are Primitive, Mar.
Oh, Mar.
Mordesi or Mordecki.
Well, best not climb any mountains. Well,
high.
Top of the world, Ma.
Metallius. Archaic. J.A.
I'll go for Crack.
Or Crack.
Are these the first names?
Just names.
Jahati. Jahati.
I was going to say my family are too poor to afford more than one name.
More than one name, that's fine.
Are we allowed to?
There aren't any in this book.
I'm Quintos Red.
I'm going to make one up.
Quintos Red. That works. Quintos Quintos.
I could be Crack Windstone.
Crack Windstone. Okay then. Anything else?
There you go. I have a Roman name now.
Play the game.
Quintos Red. Jericho's Epicurus.
Crack Breezetown.
Okay then. Character advancements. You have 400. I almost said 4,000.
That would be good.
400 experience. Yeah, you got 4,000. Congratulations. You can't raise any more. Leave. 400 experience points to spend on skills, talents, and characteristics. There's a slight difference. Sort of, for any of you that's played the fantasy
that's
version
everyone,
of this, there's a slight difference. You can take up characteristics whenever you want. Any and all of your characteristics you can take up whenever you want. But the first increase will cost you a certain amount of experience. And you can have 4 increases of plus 5 each time, I believe. For all of them barring wounds. Isn't that useful? They each increase by 5 each time, and you can do it 4 times. Depending on your class, which is different. Also, with each class, you have effectively levels. So, and this is going to take hours if I explain it to you. So just take the book.
Are the advances 100 each?
The skills of some of them are 100, some of them are 200. And yeah, the stat increases depend on your class. For Adept, for example, taking weapon skill up by 5 for the first time is 500.
Okay, but putting intelligence up.
Intelligence is 100. Which? Perception is 100, willpower is 100.
Can I cap it between us and then
yes,
pass it around?
It's not going to happen.
Is it? Well, different pages.
That,
I see.
I think.
There's like 8 pages for Adept.
That is all Adept.
Right, I see.
That is all Arbitrator. They're not on the same page, so I may as well show you the book. Or I could just annoyingly read them all out.
No, trust me.
This is the point where everyone else can start talking.
Well, what's these bits where it's got plus 10 and plus 20?
That's if you get the skill
when
more
you
than
get the skill advanced.
Yeah.
It is... I think Dean didn't explain it because it's exactly the same as the fantasy game.
Basically, for example, if I said do an awareness test, that's the top skill.
Yeah.
If you do not have the skill, the skilled box ticked, you'd make a perception test at half. Yeah. At half your perception.
Because I've got it ticked, I get perception.
You roll a straight perception test.
Yes. Oh. If it's if you have it at plus 10, your perception is assumed to be 10 higher and so on.
Mm.
Basically in this, there's degrees of success. If you succeed by any multiple of 10, that's a degree of success, an inform you of that, basically.
Yeah. And what do skills cost?
It's dependent on your class and your level.
And how do I get a Scrivener?
Pardon?
Do it.
Once you've got more than 499 experience, you got.
So we don't spend experience to go. We just go once we've.
You go
spend
up.
It.
Yeah,
that's why you've got a current.
That's why there's XP to spend. XP spent.
Yes. And remember, sort of once you move onto another tree, onto another one, you can't buy the previous.
Can you put your weapon skills up on that?
Yeah.
You will be able to.
It costs various things.
I have a question for your group. Do you want me to be a pilot type person?
What, you haven't got the third eye. You can't.
No, no. But like drive ground vehicles, drive hover vehicles.
I have drive ground vehicle. I've got pilot spaceship.
He's got drive ground vehicle.
So does he.
In that case, I probably don't need to bother.
I've got ground vehicle. I won't use it. Just to annoy you. You're the chauffeur.
Okay, here is actually a good time for me to ask. You will eventually, sort of, with the progression of this campaign, meet an Inquisitor. It's completely up to you what type of Inquisitor it is, and the type of Inquisitor depends on what kind of plot you will get. For example, Ordo Xenos Inquisitors investigate aliens, so you'll get a lot of shooting aliens plots. Ordo Malleus,
demons, you'll get a lot of running away and crapping yourself from demons. Although hereticus, heretics, cultists, that sort of thing, impossible. Mostly rebellions, that sort of thing. I think are there a couple more? Different orders of inquisitors.
That's it.
Xenos,
demon hunters, witch hunters, Xenos, and the other
one. Witch hunters.
No, it's Ordos of Inquisitors. Ordo, Xenos, Malleus, Hereticus, I think that's it.
Oh, the name, sorry.
Do you know where the stuff are it's describing?
Malleus, thou shalt not.
Yeah, I'll explain that.
Sound Constitution,
still annoyed at the misplacing of my
Sound Constitution. I think that's basically toughness and stuff like that. It's just.
Why don't we pick something where we'll get some money out of it?
Because that's not the reason you become an Inquisitor.
Hereticus, because you can walk the bodies. You can't rob an alien or a demon.
The man has a good point. Yeah. So,
Hereticus then.
Yeah. You gain an additional wound.
Isn't it Malus?
No, Hereticus.
Why it was Malus?
Worthwhile for a raid.
Demons.
You can't buy wounds.
Nope, you cannot buy wounds.
Yeah, Hereticus sounds good to me.
Or the Hereticus.
Yes.
That. All it means is basically it's...
you get to greyhawk the bodies.
Yeah.
Well, it's basically what kind of plot I'll be coming up with once the pre-gen stuff is done. So, Hereticus, you'll sort of humans that are rebelling. You may deal with aliens every now and again. You may deal with demons every now and again.
Steal a cult. Run away!
That may be a good
Sorry,
idea.
It says in my influence is prime, but we can take them down with a volley fire.
Delfish troop transport. After immobilising the Delfish, seal the hatches shut and allow the tower trapped inside to suffocate. Thus saving time and ammunition.
No, I like the fact that it describes gene stealers as having puny claws and short limbs.
I do not think this book is accurate.
It's basically it's basically supposed to be imperial propaganda, and also pages not too scheduling and crap out of their recruits.
Tiny wings, small insect wings.
There you go. For your first increase, that's how much it costs. Second stat increase.
I don't know.
This is pretty much the end.
Skyrim Mission Defence Gunship.
Ignore
Actually,
that.
Actually, just give me a hot water.
That's good.
That's what you are at the moment. You're a conscript.
Okay.
Brains. Four. Above four. Well, 440 or above.
You can help with mine.
Dear God. Yeah, no problem. I've only got two.
Yeah, you haven't had your stats yet. Yeah, most of the stuff I can buy, stuff like, well, I can drive. I'm a scholar.
What does Stam Constitution do?
Plus one wound.
Yeah.
That might be quite good at killing things.
Pardon? Sound Constitution plus one wound. You may take this down three times at this
rank. I do have four other characteristics that I could get above 40 with a single 5-point increase. with single 5-point increases for each, rather.
which is what I did.
So that's
5-point.
The only thing awareness, is, which is 100.
Fellowship is really expensive, but some two of my things that protect the next level require fellowship at least 30. Okay. Which I don't
know.
Ballistic skill.
I'm just saying.
Probably a good thing. Weapon skill.
Possibly a good thing.
Sound Constitution. And awareness.
Well, warned me when I came.
That works.
Bosh.
Bosh.
How much is it an increase by?
Pick five.
Five.
Right.
Okay, you are scum.
I'm scum with a big gun, though.
You have got a big gun.
I've got a very big gun.
Scum! That's what we're talking about now.
But can you aim it when you're in agony?
It's just...
Possibly.
Hey, ballistic skill. 42. Yeah.
Round. End up being a gang lord or a charlatan, but for the moment.
You've been one higher than me all the way through because you get the same
pass. First 5-point increase, second 5-point increase, that's how much experience it costs. Also, here.
My ability is still when using my last gun. 52.
If you're curious about any of them, just ask. You've got 400 experience.
God, imagine what this game's going to be like when they bring out the Xenos. Eldar's ballistic skill. 94.
Where's gambling?
Gamble.
Gamble?
Yeah.
On the cover sheet. Probably be yeah. my psychic powers.
Well, what do I do?
Well, no, it's sort of... If you buy one... You can only buy these skills and talents.
Why can't I buy gambling?
Because you can't.
Would anyone like some more cordial or water?
I've got yes, please. Candle, please. Yeah.
No. It's just
need that section.
It's more water.
Man, I got myself another cup of tea.
Make yourself this one's up.
There we go.
Well, actually, can you upgrade mine to cordial?
So if I went for ballistic skill,
thank you.
I have that and that.
Yes, for 3.
And that would give me
a 10% increase.
Plus 10, is that?
Yep.
Yeah, Neil. But my name's Marvin. Ballistic skill 52.
35. Also, remember the barter, 35. Charm, dodge, which are all good combat skills.
I rolled a 35. You missed.
Exterminate without remorse.
Plus dodge, man.
It's the psycho one.
The one with...
That's plus one wound.
That's a very funny book.
Sound constitution, which may be useful depending on your wounds. 13. You'll live for about...
Do you know how many wounds I've got?
How many?
8.
Good for you.
Win.
Has anybody got navigation?
Yes. Navigation, Stella.
One cordial.
Not my good Stella.
Yours is navigation service.
Here you go, Neil.
Thank you very much.
Oh.
On the planet.
Is that good then?
Well, you can navigate in on the ground.
War game, when you take an Imperial Psyker, you have to roll at the beginning of the game to see what psychic power he's got. If you roll a 1, he doesn't have any.
Yeah, it's a bit naff, to be honest.
Yeah, Imperial Psykers are rubbish. The new Orc Codex is very good, though.
Mm. Is it?
Mm. Tasty, yeah.
I actually just recently acquired the sort of had a flick through the Tyranid Codex, sort of, and the Imperial Guard Codex. It's like, there's so many things I want to find.
Of the two, I'd probably pick Guard. I love my Guard. They're my favourite army.
It's because they're the most fun, aren't they?
You can never finish collecting an Imperial Guard army.
It's true.
Never.
Because you can always go through them in the book box. Cox conscripts.
Yeah. Mm.
You can never do with enough conscripts, to be honest.
Yeah,
but only, sort of moving conscripts is almost as amusing as moving
Mormon guns.
Okay. Cool.
What'd
you get? Yeah. I
got awareness 10.
A shot to the barter. Face will drop the alien scum like a sack of sand.
Navigation.
Or war boss.
What tech?
What?
What?
400.
You said.
Yeah.
It's not dropping like a sack of sand!
He's just grinning! I thought that would be the last thing to go through an Imperial Guardsman mind whilst he was shot. However, the last thing to really go through an Imperial Guardsman mind is the War Boss's power fist.
You didn't get any stat increases.
What a reasonable price.
Yes.
They're trying to be rounded, you see.
Okay. What are you? Plus, there are other skills that may be...
Thank you.
I think willpower is definitely going to be increased, though. I said we'd get me up to plus 5, though.
Willpower for a psychic.
I'll have to see if I can get plus 5 before you run willpower.
Awareness is always a good one. You don't have your skill on perception tests.
Yeah, I took that.
Awareness wasn't an option.
So there.
Too busy with your nose in your books.
I've got 47 in awareness.
You've already got Ken Geld,
haven't you? Yes, I already have Ken Geld. No idea what it is, but I have one.
I tell you. Hatred demons.
Mm. Taking photos.
You know, it says tech use. What's tech use based on?
Intelligence. Tech use. Tech use.
Sound constitution.
I understand tech.
Yes. Eat it with banana.
What?
No, I understand it properly.
What's navigation based on?
So do I. Eat it with banana.
Navigation so you're gonna be surface.
No, I mean... Oh yeah,
so what would you see yourself happening having in the pond?
Uh-oh, there's a cat loose.
I'm the curmudgeon.
There's a cat loose in his
house.
I know stuff.
I shoot
not
things.
Not that yet.
Oh.
You haven't levelled up yet.
Cat.
Which one is it? You're Cthulhu. Oh, can't tell. It's probably the mischievous one which would be moving.
Has it got a yellow colour?
Cthulhu. Yellow colour's Cthulhu. Is it yellow colour? It's the mischievous one. It's Lulu.
It's got for awareness.
Into the throat or chest.
Cthulhu,
several times.
Yes.
Isn't that just cool?
Mm. Is it not
is there sound constitution that's possible?
Yeah, that's what you told me.
When bayonet an oncoming foe, thrust firmly into their throat or chest. Ensure that they're dead by repeatedly repeating the procedure several times.
Bye bye. Bye bye, Captain. Bye bye.
If it falls trap, you and you must fight the man.
That goes against no place in the world of Warhammer 40k for kittens.
The only
captain pulls hair turned inside out.
The cat might want to play.
The cat might want to play.
Yeah.
The new
Yeah.
What differences have they made?
Generally, they're cheaper.
Cool. Not much food.
So you can have more room. You now get the shock attack gun back.
Okay.
Teleport squig through the warp.
No.
Not squig. Not squigs.
It's not like this neck thing though.
This neck thing.
The character creation takes a long time.
We're
but we've only got one book, so it's probably better than more than one book.
You only got one book.
I need to look at what my talents do.
Yeah, I'll go through them in a bit.
Well, you need at least a couple of books.
So
I'm a big dark guy with
basically means
really
that,
fit, but pink hair, blue eyes.
So would you say that the
wiry dark build
would be handy to have more than one copy of the rules?
Yes.
Possibly, yes.
Mostly because levelling up, you actually need a copy of the rules.
Right.
And it is for each person will need a copy of the rules because the character classes are very complicated.
Val is scum in this game, unfortunately.
I'm a dreg.
She rolls scum. Rank of dreg. Not very high.
The lowest to go.
She's high scum dreg.
Doesn't even play to this.
Although the arbitrators are quite.
My parents are factory workers. No scum as well.
So I have taken awareness, scholastic lore occults, willpower increase, and
very strange.
Spectral hand. I'm not strange.
What'd you get?
I was not supposed to.
He's just different.
You will suffer for that.
He's just very different.
What colour are your eyes?
Violet.
Do you like that one?
The proper colour for eyes.
Yes, very good.
Violet. You've got a stick, though.
Apart from, I can never hit anything.
I have a little limp, yes.
Oh, you do? You have a strange limp.
I have a limping gait.
A limping gait.
I'm spindly with milky skin.
I've got small hands.
What legend?
Little hands. Just round
legend.
Big
is it bad at all?
I think it's more the legends of the Imperium. You know, heroes,
just
that
needs,
sort of
like
thing.
I see his character sketch of Finn's character.
I can't. Dean, would you like me to tell
they've
your
made
fortune?
All the looters generic.
Yeah.
They made all the
looters. You know, looters you could have before, like some missile launchers.
Nice.
And
yeah.
It's just basically you get an auto cannon.
Okay.
But it's D3.
Your realistic skill is not high.
Rarefy D3. And you roll for the entire
can't
unit.
You can't even afford a set.
So you roll one by the
it's how much is a bag.
And into vehicles as well.
Get things that come in bags, can have their bags.
No money.
Yeah, Val could afford one and a third of a bag.
That was it.
I have enough money left over for 2.5 bags. And I already have one.
Bag purchase index.
Maybe you can buy me a bag.
We all have bags.
I have a bag, yeah, I bought one.
Yep.
Everyone got bags. Bought a bag.
I aspire to a bag.
And a laser targeter.
The order of the bag.
That's half a month's wages for you, isn't it?
If I had a bag, I could keep my turnip in it.
If you had a turnip.
You dream of turnips, don't you?
Yeah. It's fair,
your dream is
wages for me as well.
The country, isn't it?
It's my own
half
turnip.
Half wages for me.
Yeah. You done, Neil.
I don't think I'll ever get that heavy bolt sometimes.
The turnip, but it's fast in Starfield.
Basic skills, though.
Basic skills, I think we have all the basic skills.
No, no, I should get up one.
No, I think it's just counted as a basic skill. If you get it, it's...
So I'll buy that then. What should I spend my last 100 on?
Yeah,
what does
but...
that do?
And all the common law's basic skills, aren't they?
There's the floating voice from the corner.
Hmm?
I hope I've got those in the right place.
Yeah.
Although I don't understand the point of getting literacy plus 20.
I can read really
I think it's yeah, I think it's more
than I can obscure, read your book.
I think it's obscure stuff and if I book had literature been book. Yeah.
Have I got an option of getting literacy?
Yeah, sure, Val. Get around that again.
Probably when you get to your really advanced career.
Advanced career. Saving up for a bag. How old are you now?
37. You're 37 and you're still saving up for a bag.
I bought +5 blister skills, +5 toughness.
My 5-year plan.
The next level of inquiry and scrutiny.
No problem.
Because that's
what. Are the basic skills 110?
Depends on your
class.
Yeah. Scrutiny was 100 for me for perception.
Okay rubbish.
If I'm 37, I'll be saving up for a bag. When I get a bag, it'll be like my birthday and Christmas and everything all coming at once.
Well, actually, bag lady. Yeah. If the other players want to give you a bag for your birthday.
Oh. When is your birthday? Your own birthday?
No.
Oh.
No. That's shockingly the one thing that this.
I'm going to get the perception.
My birthday is 10.
Alright, we need to get a D365 out.
No, the Imperial calendar's weird. I'm just I used to know how the dating system worked, but it's
they have a dating system.
They have a dating system, yes.
You go out with lots of money, buying drinks.
I'm already married.
No.
The third of group.
No, you go, I'm an Inquisitor, you are mine! Okay, I'll
no spacey things.
That sort of Inquisitor. You want to work for one of those.
Okay.
Neil, that's a pimp, not an Inquisitor.
Abusing your powers, evening character, Jen.
Just going through the skills and talents section now. I'm just going to read them out for speed. If anyone has them and you're curious about what they do, ask. Acrobatics, awareness, barter, blather, carouse, charm, chem use, ciphers, climb, command, common law.
It has common law, what does that actually do?
Which common law?
Imperium, imperial creed, war and tech.
Imperium? Imperium, knowledge of the sectors, segmentums and most well-known worlds in the Imperium. Imperial creed, knowledge of the rites and practices of the imperial cult. The most common observances to the Emperor and the most well-known saints. Anything else?
War and tech.
Tech. An understanding of simple litanies and rituals to soothe and appease the machine spirits. Huh. War, knowledge of great battles, notable and notorious commanders and heroes, as well as famous stratagems. Using common law takes no time at all. Oh, that's the end of that. Okay. Anything else?
I'm just reading mine of your show.
No problem. Concealment, contortionist, deceive, demolition, disguise, dodge.
How does dodge work?
You may use the dodge skill once per round to negate a successful hand-to-hand or ranged attack. On a successful attack, on a successful test, the attack deals no damage.
Cool.
How many does actually have dodge? No.
None.
80%. Nobody's got
drive.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh. Someone's the combat character. We're gonna have to shoot you twice.
No,
then.
No. I think the Imperial Guardsman's the combat character. Drive, evaluate.
These are skills, not talents.
Shut up. Okay. Forbidden law, gamble, inquiry, interrogation, intimidate, invocation.
Yes.
I was wondering when that was going to come along. An invocation test allows you to boost your power roll when using psychic powers. Can I get back to that next week? Because I personally absolutely no idea how psychic powers work.
Why can't I get gamble?
Because you can't.
Look, if you worked in a factory, you sort of gamble.
It's not on the it's list. It's not on the freaking list.
You have gambled before, Val. You're just not very good at it.
You are not skilled. It's why you can't afford a bag.
lip reading literacy. You can read. Literacy skills enables you to read any language you can speak. What language can you speak?
Low Gothic, High Gothic.
Low Gothic and
You normally do not need to test literacy for everyday instances. of reading or writing, but the GM may call for a literacy test when you attempt to read a challenging dialect, poor penmanship, decipher obscure phraseology, like, for example, working out what that word means, archaic usage, or unusual idioms. Yes, normal stuff like that. Logic, Medicaid.
Logic, I don't know, because it's bound to come up for me later.
Yes, logic represents your proficiency at mathematics and your ability at problem solving. Logic tests might be made to decipher a code or to solve particularly troublesome equations. Logic is also used by tech priests, so you're not going to use it, to incant mathematical rituals on machinery. Navigation, you can navigate. Performer, you can perform. Pilot, sinuscience.
Yes.
Weird one. You can use the sinuscience, however you pronounce it, skill to become attuned to the ebb and flow of the warp and the immaterium. The most common use of this application of this skill is to detect the presence or absence of demons or psychers.
You pointed at the demons.
No.
Is it the demon?
There you go.
Be the demon.
Ah! Why?
How can you tell if it's a demon? It's real.
You're not very agile, Mr. Garton.
No.
You can also test to detect unusual psychic phenomena, areas where real space has been disrupted. You can
detect,
you know, goob. You can detect the plot. Freak show that is your life.
Detect presence of magic.
Yes. No. Psionics. Scholastic lore. Do you have any of that yet?
Yes.
Yes.
Hmm?
No.
Occult.
Mr. Lardy-Dar Scholastic.
Paul?
I shoot things. I shoot them in the head.
I'm just a simple policeman.
Legend. A knowledge of the great histories of old, such as the terrible Horus Heresy and the Dark Age of Technology.
The what?
And occult. An understanding of occult rituals, theories and superstitions, as well as the better known mystical uses of occult items.
It's a scholastic law. Don't, it's forbidden law.
Don't mention the heresy. I mentioned it once, but I think you're away with it.
My role is Daniel Jackson.
But yes, you are Daniel Jackson.
Quick, kill him. He'll come back anyway.
Scrutiny.
Search, up the wing, armor.
Secret tongue. Security. Shadowing. Silent move. Sleight of hand. Speak language. You can speak a language.
Ooh.
Survival, swim. You can swim. tech use.
Not many pools on the ships.
Tracking, trade, wrangling.
Trade. Mm-hmm. I'm a soothsayer. I say sooth.
Soothsayer. Used to give the appearance of telling the future. You can speak bollocks and people will believe you.
There's component four from here.
Talents.
Yes.
Yes, we have those.
Air of authority. Ambidextrous. Armour of contempt. I love some of the names of these. Arms master, assassin, strike. Auto sanguine. Okay. Basic weapons bleeds. Training. You can use a weapon group without penalty. Battle rage. Berserker Charge, Binary Chatter, Blade Master, Blind Fighting, Bulging Biceps, Catfall, Chemgeld.
Chemgeld?
Yes. This one I have to read out the whole thing because it's just funny. A variety of chemical and surgical treatments have rendered you immune to the temptations of the flesh.
They've chopped the balls off.
Seduction attempts against you automatically fail, and the difficulty of all charm tests against you increase by one step.
No slash for you.
That's why you're
when you take this talent, you gain one in insanity point.
That's really
because they chop your knackers off. As I said, I had to read that one out.
They didn't chop them off, they used two bricks.
What's the time of that one?
you actually gained that while they were sanctioning you as a psyker. So, are some inquisitors on the black ship where they take you off and tested whether you're a psycho. Went, this one's useful, but we have to rap at his knackers.
Yes, but it was the right thing to do, and I'll not hear a word against them.
Until I get the power.
Okay, what blast? Cleanse and purify. Combat master. Concealed cavity. corpus conversion, counterattack, crack shot, crippling strike, crushing blow, dark soul, dead eye shot, decadence, deflect shot, die hard, disarm, discipline focus, disarming voice, double team, dual shot, dual strike, electrical succour, electrograph use, energy cache, exotic weapon training, favoured by the warp. Fearless.
The warp's my friend.
Feedback
doesn't
screech.
Like you.
Ferric lore, ferric summons, flagellant. Foresight,
frenzy.
Enter psychotic rage to gain combat bonuses. Yeah.
So you're that sort of police officer.
You can incite yourself into a frothing rage. You must spend one round psyching yourself up, howling, beating yourself, injecting psycho...
chewing on stims.
Psychosis-inducing drugs. The next round, you lose control and go berserk. Gaining a plus 10 to strength and willpower, but a minus 10 penalty to willpower... weapon skill and intelligence. You must attack the nearest enemy in melee combat, and you may not flee, retreat, or parry.
Never going to use that.
When possible, you must use the all-out attack manoeuvre. You must remain frenzied for the duration of the combat. Some creatures, particularly certain types of demon, do not need to spend a round... yada, 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 yada. Frenzy, furious assault, good reputation, gun blessing, gun slinger, hard target, hardy, hatred, heavy weapon training, heightened senses, hip shooting, independent targeting, insanely faithful, into the jaws of hell. You're probably going to get that at some point.
Does anyone have any more talents that they want to know about?
Iron discipline, I endure, jaded, leap up, light sleeper.
Light sleeper.
What are we going to put on?
Counters awake even when asleep.
Wow.
I'm on watch all the time.
You always assume to be a
I can see you waving from the other side of the room.
The downside is that you often feel tired during the day and as a result are grumpy and distracted.
Grumpy curmudgeon.
Lightning attack, lightning. Okay, does anyone have any sort of
rapid reload?
Oh, unremarkable.
L's.
Unremarkable.
M.
R is the next one.
N.
R is the next
o,
one.
O, P, Q, P.
You had to go and spoil it, didn't you?
Psy rating, one. Thing take to P.
Gain Psy powers.
Speaking of which.
Roll D10 plus willpower bonus. That's how it works.
I'll find it.
Gain 1d10 plus willpower bonus for power rolls. So, you know, each minor psychic power... I'm just guessing this.
No, there's a number, there's a target number.
Yeah, there's a target number and you have to reach that.
So I think
they're achieve them.
7 and 8 or 6 and 7 and 8.
Ready?
So you're going to use them actually all.
Q.
Rapid reload.
Rapid reload.
I've taken that second willpower advance. I've been on bonus plus 5.
It just says reduce reloading time.
Yeah, what does willpower do other than power psychic ability?
Resist psychic ability.
Stop from running away when the inevitable...
It's a fan.
You have spent so long practicing weapons drills that you can reload a gun in an instant. All reload times are reduced by half, rounded down, so half action becomes a free action, full action becomes a half action assault.
So am I just going full action to reload my... Shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Sprint.
Rocking.
Any other R's? S.
Sprint.
Sprint. Move quickly.
Run faster.
And I've already got the fastest movement, right?
Yeah.
So is your real name Linford, by any chance?
He's clearly going to be an officer. He's going to be as far away from the combat as possible.
Sprint, you were able to put a burst of speed to get out of or into trouble fast. When taking a full move action, you may move an extra number of meters equal to your agility bonus. When taking the run action, you may double your movement for one round. If you use this talent two turns in a row, you gain one level of fatigue.
That sounded contradictory.
When you spend a full round action, you gain extra movement equal to your agility.
Ah, so that could be 8 or 12.
Yeah. And then when you run, you double it.
And when I run, 48 metres.
But if you use it more than once, you... So say you were doing the 100 metres, you'd get knackered at the end.
Hmm. You could start off pointlessly quickly or finish pointlessly quickly. Sort of, I think.
Being
an average bloke, I'd probably finish.
Any other talents starting with S?
No, I think we're done with talents, mate.
Anyone have any talents that I haven't listed?
I'm the Barker.
I don't say any words I shouldn't have done.
You are easily forgettable, shockingly enough.
Who was she?
Unremarkable. You have a forgettable face and are able to blend into a crowd. Attempts to notice you when amongst other people or anyone attempting to describe you or recall details about you incurs a minus 20 penalty.
How long's the combat round?
Yes.
Not long.
Shall I be called Septimus when he runs?
No.
I don't know what you think he's saying.
I know we are. And we look nothing alike.
It's true.
Actually, we're both quite skinny.
Yeah, we are.
You're Voidborn. Of course you're going to be, skinny.
But I'm significantly taller than Meow.
Yeah. I should like being called Septimus.
I'm only 12 stone.
No, you're not tall. Your character's only swimming.
Not
don't
without
you.
Amputation.
You only that.
Yeah, not without chopping both legs off.
Oh. So, what's next?
I think that's pretty much it.
Nearly
there.
The end of character creation.
That is the end of character generation.
Yeah.
I like
that. A round is approximately 5 seconds.
Wow. That's a lot of distance can go.
So, in other words, I can almost. Well, you're
an Olympic sprinter.
An Olympic sprinter.
Yeah.
What, your agility is 40?
Yeah, max that in agility.
That's about right then, isn't it?
Yep, I think we're there.
So
finally.
The characters. So do you want to go around the table and say...
Introduce ourselves and what we are.
What he's created.
An abomination.
I like that.
Yes, you're obviously the leader of the party.
The thing is, I don't even know
the
I thought
I've created crack.
You've created crack.
Grenade.
An adept. He knows stuff. He knows everything about things that have gone wrong before. At the Heresies and things. And I'm a trade copyist. Didn't find out what that did. Never read after it.
It's a...
You copy things.
Copy
things.
Plagiarism.
Trade. Soothsayer.
Go on, Andy. Go on.
I am Quintus Red, and I am one of the Emperor's finest guardsmen. And I'm really good at shooting things... but I'm not very strong or agile. It's hard to be round the back, shooting things from a long way away. In between the scum.
Speaking of which...
I'm Joss, and I'm scum. I'm a rank of dreg. My parents were dregs. And their parents before them. However, I'm going to get out of this and using my fantastic ballistic skills and...
It's evident for a bag.
Great intelligence, and as soon as I get a bag.
Yeah, as long as you don't drop everything on your way to do it.
Oh, no!
I'm a bit paranoid about the outside. So, well,
it's not natural.
I like to stay in a nice sort of area that I know. Yeah.
I'm Octilia's Blacklight. Psyker. Let me tell you the future.
Terminate him on sight! Terminate him on sight!
Hurt you for that.
It's fine, he's sanctioned.
He's married to the Emperor.
For now.
You could tell he's sanctioned by his high voice. Wonderful castrato singing.
No singing. Singing is the instrument of chaos. Is that it? Finn, it's my turn.
Yes.
I'm
an arbitrator with who has, obviously has some form of short fuse. Not saying that, but I do frenzy. And I'm Jericus Epicurus, arbitrator at large, and I am the law. I'm really good at looking at stuff and talking to people, as long as they're born aboard a spaceship. I obviously hunt down rogue traders, because I used to be one.
Okay.